is Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Still a bit early.
When are you gonna wake up?
Is Thursday okay?
Strap in, people, because it is a crazy story.
Now, I've got Tegan Maria for you.
Yes.
Tegan Maria for you guys.
Tegan Maria.
Hold on.
Okay, Tegan Maria, 12 years old.
And here's Tegan.
Hi, Tegan.
Yes.
Hi.
There you are.
How are you?
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color, and actually my wall color is this. It is teal.
Oh my gosh! Yes! Steve nailed it!
He said teal!
I seriously said teal! And we made fun of him, Tegan!
Yes!
We made fun of him for it!
I said, she's not gonna know what teal is! She might not even know the color spectrum!
Oh, teal! What is your favorite decade?
Yes. Probably this one.
That's
yeah!
A good answer. Yes. That is a good answer.
I said this one!
Who's your favorite Disney princess, Tegan?
Ariel the Mermaid.
Steve-O.
Yes!
Steve-O got another one.
I am the king of the world!
Steve-O knows all about you.
Tegan, I feel a little creepy. Tegan, what's your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, favorite movie of all time.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to say The Fault in Our Stars.
Steve-O, that's your favorite movie! He wrote that down earlier!
Steve-O loves that one.
He's a sucker for rom-coms. I know that's not so much.
Wait, did you really say that?
He really did.
Did you really guess that?
I really did say that.
Man, you are a weirdo, Steve-O.
Starting to get weird.
Something is up.
This is madness.
This seems like it'd be a great place to work.
It's about to get all stupid up in here.
Go, go.
It's showtime.
And welcome to the program.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. We're live.
Yeah.
6:09 a.m. Good morning.
High today of 89 degrees.
89?
Yeah, dude.
Keep it low. It's supposed to rain all morning.
Yeah, though. It keeps going down. AccuWeather keeps going, woo. See, because now it's saying 84. Ooh. It was 90, and then it went
drop.
To 89.
Babies.
Then 80, now it's saying 84.
Let it drop, babies.
So who knows?
Rain babies.
Good morning, Starmie. That's you out there listening. The star, me.
Oh, yeah.
You can text the show at 585-LIVE.
Wait,
585-5483. What?
Did you just call yourself a star?
Sure. I am a star.
I see what you... Ooh.
I'm a star.
Yeah.
Superstar. Or you can call the show, 338-3700. Big show today, guys.
Huge. Ginormous.
Yeah.
Whiskey tangos. You have some funny ones this morning.
They abound.
They abound. And I abide.
We have a pretty big interview this morning from The Blacklist. You guys ever watch The Blacklist?
No.
It's actually pretty
good.
I've
heard it's great.
First couple seasons I watched.
I feel like a dummy for not watching it.
Eddie Gathegi.
What? Dude, from X-Men First Class. What else was he in? He was in something else that was amazing.
The Wire? Was he in The Wire?
He was the Haitian. What was that? Okay.
Heroes?
Let me see if I got his...
The Haitian from here. Heroes?
No.
Was he from Heroes?
Let's see. He's a resident of South Florida.
You are.
It's a little Haiti neighborhood.
Hey.
Doesn't give me all the stuff he was in. But he's in this new show. We just watched this trailer for this new show that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the Crackle. Is Crackle on, like, satellite, or is that an app?
It's an app. I know it's on Apple TV. I don't know.
He was in Twilight.
What? Yeah, I don't know if it's on.
But it's on Crackle.
Oh, Justified. He was the Haitian in Justified. That's what it was. That's what it was.
That's what it were, that's what he do.
The new series is called Startup with Adam Brody.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
Adam Brody. He's back, everybody. Love Adam Brody.
Seth is back.
Dex and I are huge fans.
Seth from the OC.
Gosh. Oh. Hey, give me a high five right now. We want him. We want him to make his glorious return to the limelight.
Oh
my goodness.
Maybe we'll get to interview
Seth.
Shh. Don't get us so excited.
Adam Brody, everybody. Where did he go? What has he been doing with his life?
Well, he's been in New Girl a few times.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He did a couple of romantic comedies.
I know. He was in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, gosh.
And then he disappeared.
Movie. No, he was in another one. It was a romantic comedy about... I never saw it.
Oh.
It looked really stupid.
Yeah.
And so I didn't watch it. And then he disappeared. He's probably been doing Hallmark movies with my girl, Rachel Lee Cook. You're
probably right. Yeah. I watch the Hallmark channel. I'm not scared.
Why?
But yeah, that's coming up at 8 a.m. We'll talk to Eddie Gathigi.
Hey.
I think that's how you say his last name.
Guys, we got to talk new iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Available in two fresh new colors.
What are they?
Matte black.
No, it's your black.
And for real black, like black, black.
Black, black.
That's what it said.
Black,
on
black.
On their thing.
That is pretty black.
Oh, man.
Super black.
Yeah. The other one's charcoal.
Yeah. No, it's a matte black.
That looks charcoal
to me.
That's charcoal.
Oh, man.
Whatever happened to the classic space gray?
That's, yeah, space gray. That's nice.
Classic.
That's cool. Yeah, we'll talk iPhone. And what else we got going on this morning? Some good news. Did you guys have a good day yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a pretty good day.
Went to the gym.
Yeah, how are you guys feeling? You guys sore?
Didn't roll out my legs.
Oof.
And when I was rolling down the stairs this morning, I literally almost rolled down the stairs because they stopped working for a second. I didn't realize I was going to be this sore today.
Oh, yeah. Now you poked the bear!
Yeah.
I, too, am sore.
Yeah.
Yeah. This... My body's kind of in shock this
Yesterday
week.
Yesterday was a solid workout.
It was fantastic.
It was tough.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that we have a day off today.
I'm glad that we go together as buddies.
Yeah, me too.
It's always good to have buddies.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. Accountability.
Yeah.
It's just fun to hang out.
Okay, so the iPhone 7 Plus is the one with the dual camera, Steve-O?
Yeah.
The 7 doesn't have a dual camera?
I don't think
really?
So.
I don't,
it's a 7 Plus. That's what I read.
I gotta check out...
I'm over here trying to figure this stuff out.
Got to check everything out because I missed
Let's just talk
the crazy
about right
announcement.
Now. Okay, here's kind of the highlights. There's no headphone jack.
Yeah.
It's waterproof, which I'm
water
excited about.
Resistant.
Water
no,
resistant.
No, it says.
Definitely
it,
resistant.
This is a thing, okay? Let me see. I found out where is it right here? Because I want to know if I can go swimming with this bad boy.
No, you cannot go swimming with it.
I don't want no dadgum 7 Plus mini tablet. I want a normal sized, I say normal, it's huge, a normal phone that I'm used to, the same size as the 6 here. And I'm a little disappointed that it doesn't have the double camera.
Splash and water resistant.
Which means, like, when Johnny... For a brief second, put my phone into the little kiddie pool, and then my buddy Eric snatched it out of there. We probably wouldn't have had to put it in rice.
It just says here that you just can't go diving with it.
It says, it. Yeah.
But let's, you can drop it in the toilet.
Here's
let's
no,
get in
no.
There.
Yep. Here is what they actually say. You know how they always have the asterisks?
Yes.
Here's the little tiny verbiage down here. iPhone 7 and 7 Plus are splash, water, and dust resistant and were tested under controlled laboratory conditions with a rating of IP67.
Whatevs.
I don't know what that means. It's different from his cousin IP Freely. Splash, water, and dust resistance are not permanent conditions.
Hold on. That's not what this says right here.
Yes.
It says right here, the device can survive 30 minutes of submersion up to 1 meter deep.
No.
That's what it
You're
says.
You're making that up.
It says right here, the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus earned a rating of an IP67.
Yeah.
Which means it can survive 30 minutes of submersion up to 1 meter deep.
That's
toilet
what it
drops
says.
And short drunk swims?
That's what it says. Toilet drops
dunk,
and short drunken swims.
Yeah, I think dunk swims.
Hey, I think
that's a typo, buddy.
No, I think we all saw the beginning of Jaws, and we know you don't do that.
That's true.
But here's the thing. It talks about how
Permanent conditions and resistance might decrease as a result of normal wear. Don't attempt to charge a wet iPhone, obviously. You have to refer to the user guide for cleaning and drying instructions. And liquid damage is still not covered under warranty.
It just says here, no scuba diving.
I'm just saying, if you drop it in the toilet to try and prove that your iPhone is awesome and then it doesn't work, it's not covered under their warranty.
What? That's ridiculous.
Uh-oh, live line, and I think this is our boy Thebes. He says, Steve-O, he's on Twilight, perpetuating the 12-year-old persona. Anything you'd like to add? Yeah. Let me ask you this. Did you get a new pair of Skechers this morning before you came?
Oh, man.
Are they Heelys?
Heelys.
He's got them. Oh, man. He's wearing them.
Gosh,
I'm not wearing Heelys.
Then why are you scooting
you
around the studio?
All around campus, man.
Why are you cruising around? Cruising for a bruising.
Gosh.
Every time I pass Steve-O, he rolls by me and he's like, time extension, cruising USA. Woo!
See you later.
Woo! Oh, man.
It was a very niche joke.
Was it all Hitchcock this morning? Apparently there's fog going on in the ABQ.
No way, really?
Yeah, I don't see it. It looks normal over here. That makes me sad.
Fog in the ABQ is a big deal.
Guys, now this is something with the new iPhone that people are a little upset about is the wireless headphones. Because it says it's going to cost us $160 if we want the new EarPods.
Huh.
That's what they're called, EarPods.
No.
Okay.
Yep. If you want the Apple signature white headphones called EarPods.
Isn't it AirPods?
It says EarPods here.
I feel like, okay.
It's actually called AirPods.
Whoever did this.
I can't trust you anymore.
I don't even know.
Okay, this is where I got it from. I got this from BuzzFeed. So apparently whoever put this together.
Guys, you know what else you can do? The new EarPods.
You can go for a swim with these real fast. Watch this.
They're called AirPods.
Are you sure?
Look at it. Look at right here. AirPods. Their official website says AirPods.
I don't know. EarPods sound a little cooler.
Why didn't they call them AirBuds? I can't claim that. I saw it on Twitter. But that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
I think they look dumb. I'm not going to lie. They look so stupid. They look like you have something stuck in your ear.
What's funny to me is Apple always says that their earbuds or whatever, those headphones, they always talk about how great they sound. Never has any set of headphones that's come with an iPhone sounded good ever. They always sound like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they're little buds. I prefer I like the big headphones. See, unless you're getting like good in-ears. Yeah, like
that. I like the buds, but the ones that they send out are stupid and lame.
Well, now you can't plug those in unless you've got the cool adapter thingy because... In a way to make even more money, Apple announced that they did away with the headphone jack.
But I think it's great. This is why.
Why?
Have you guys ever gone on a run with your headphones plugged into your iPhone? It is very
annoying. I run all the time.
I know you do. And you run great distances at incredible speeds. But
thank you.
These things, these are annoying.
They are annoying.
Or when you're trying to like do housework or something and you're wearing your headphones there, and then your hands get caught up. And then the next thing you know is you've ripped either one out of your ear or it's come out of your phone and your phone's falling on the ground.
Or if you use the bathroom and you pull your pants and then one of them inevitably drops out of your ear and into the toilet. And then you got... No?
That's never happened.
Not once. No. Not one time.
It's because you're listening to music, but you also want to go number two. And okay. So
who is this person?
I don't know. Just Heely away, buddy.
Trying to fit in, man.
Roll on out.
Hey, Steve-O, look outside. There's a 4-square court. Are you excited?
thanks for holding. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, pool boy.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I got a... Did you guys... Mateo and Steve-O probably, because I really haven't heard Dex really talk too much about Donald Glover. But have you guys been watching Atlanta?
No! I just started it.
Is it good?
I watched the first episode. It's awesome.
Yeah, the first episode, the two parts?
Yeah, the two parts.
It's got the two parts?
Yeah. It's on YouTube. I don't have cable, but it is on YouTube.
Yeah, it's really good. I think it's going to be one of my new favorites.
Yeah, I thought it was... He's a smart kid, man. I mean, not a kid, but he's a smart dude, and his writing is really good in it. So
yeah, I'm excited about it.
I know Mateo's a fan, and Steve-O.
Yep.
Heck yeah, man.
Big yep. Donald Glover.
So, yeah, watch that. And then I'm, Dex, I'm on part eight, man. I'm on part eight.
All right.
Better get to it.
Get to it, man.
All right, man. I can't wait.
He's been watching Bloodline.
Yeah, I can't do nothing. My kids are old. They don't want to spend time with us. So me and my mom just Netflix.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you too. Good stuff. All right. What were we talking about?
Well, we were talking about the new iPhone and having to the inconvenience of headphones. Here, I'll take you back. It's like when you have them in your ears and then you have to pull the pants and then they fall out of the ears.
Yes. Again, there he goes with one of these scenarios that no other person in this world has ever experienced.
I remembered what we were talking about. I don't know why you guys forgot.
Apparently, there's a new powerful image signal processor in the 7. As well as the wide color capture.
In the Navy.
The 7 Plus now has a 2-camera system. There's a new chip powering the iPhone called the A10 Fusion. Don't know what that means, but I don't care. Sounds cool. Let's see. And they're about the same price as the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus.
6S equals success.
Mm-hmm. September 16th.
I always say, 7 equals heaven.
Yeah. September 16th.
Hey, real quick, guys. Steve-O and I will be going to New York in October, a little under a month from now. Today is Claire's birthday. We're going to be staying with Brandon and Claire. Happy birthday, Claire.
Happy birthday, Claire.
She likes all the best things.
Also, I agree with Brandon. Yesterday, we were in a text conversation. He said if Steve-O has never seen Arrested Development, then he has lost his right to do puns.
I think we've said that to Steve-O a few times. That would be his favorite
show. And then he made – okay, I got to read it word for word. He made the best comparison because immediately
– no, I don't agree.
Steve-O flew into defending Friends as the best TV show of all time.
Yeah.
The funniest TV show of all time.
It's pretty funny.
And then Brandon, I know we're diverting, but it's Claire's birthday. So real quick, I just want to read this.
Oh, Claire.
He said – okay. He said, Arrested Development is equal to Thrice in the music world.
Mm.
We play Thrice here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, Friends, kind of Nickelback-y.
Oh.
And I completely agree.
Yeah.
No.
Completely agree.
Because you don't really want to tell anybody that your favorite show is Friends.
Right. So he said, I mean, we all secretly like it a little bit, but it doesn't really take the most intelligent person to enjoy
it. That's a good call. Mm.
That is not Friends.
That is a good call.
Friends was great.
And then Steve-O said, I've seen the first episode 3 times, and then Brandon and I both were
Thrice!
Like, why haven't you watched any of the other episodes?
It didn't grab me, man, but I know the pilot's always bad.
The pilot of any show is always the worst episode.
Gotta hang in there.
Always.
I know.
You gotta hang in there.
Arrested Development is one of the most clever. It is
I'm the reason your show got canceled.
It's probably the smartest comedy that's ever been aired.
Yeah, it's funny.
In fact, when it was getting close to getting canceled, they kept referencing it in the show.
Man.
And then they would look at the camera. They'd be like... And then the narrator, Ron Howard, be like, tell your friends to watch this show. So funny.
Good morning. We got to take a quick break. We got your headlines. We'll check the roads out there. It is a beautiful Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey, what's going on?
Apple just unveiling the iPhone 7, but stealing some thunder? The Pokemon Go app coming to the Apple Watch.
Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump appear at a forum focusing on national security.
Following a spate of shootings in Chicago, the city has surpassed its 500th homicide.
A Russian jet buzzed a U.S. Navy spy plane.
A new study suggests women, minorities, and people with disabilities are among those who remain underrepresented on screen in Hollywood.
The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Hurricane Newton to a tropical storm. Heavy rain from the storm will spread to southern Arizona.
ITT Technical, a big for-profit college, is shutting its doors. The company blames the closing on government-imposed sanctions.
Government investigators have found the Transportation Security Administration's covert testing is not so covert because those running the tests are known to the officers. Role players that try to sneak things past the checkpoints are supposed to be anonymous. But many airports reported challenges finding secret actors, leading investigators to conclude TSA testing is incomplete.
Returning
American astronaut Jeff Williams has now completed 4 missions to space, a total of 534 days aloft. That is the most days any American has been in space.
Wow. Good morning, 633.
High today of 89 degrees. Traffic. Nothing to look at traffic-wise. You're doing a good job, ABQ.
Good job. Good job.
Oh, good job, you.
Good job. Let's see. 8 a.m. this morning. Eddie Gathegi.
Okay. You're going to get that right someday.
Gathegi.
He's from Haiti.
And he's the star of the new series Startup on Crackle.
Can you say that again for me, please?
Crackle.
On Crackle. On Crackle.
And he's on the blacklist on NBC.
He's the star of the new series on Crackle.
Crackle. Oh, Crackle.
And he's on Crackle.
I'll talk to him at 8 a.m.
Good times.
Dude, Martin Freeman's on that show. There's like a great cast.
Adam Brody.
Adam Brody.
It's all that matters, Steve. Adam Brody.
Get it right. Which one's that?
What?
She's the one that...
Huh?
I don't know. Why don't you consult your pretty, pretty princess bed sheets?
Oh, no. It's because I'm older, guys.
I'm sorry.
Is
Lisa
he like
Frank?
Is it like Jason Priestley? Is he like the Jason Priestley of the OC?
I didn't watch Beverly
much,
Hills
yeah.
902.
Yeah, that'd be Brandon.
Yep. You know what? That's
like
pretty good.
He was like a combo of Screech and Zach.
Yeah, he was the nerd. He was the geeky nerd that nobody...
So he'd be more like Brian... what's his name? Brian Austin Green?
No, they were all cool. Like, what, everybody on 90210 was really cool. There wasn't, like, a nerdy, geeky guy.
Whatever!
See, Seth from
Brian Austin Green was the nerdy, geeky guy.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Just because he's married to Megan Fox and he's cool now, he was not cool then.
I don't think they're married.
He was the skinny, nerdy guy who was friends with Steve. Ian Ziering. I'm gonna stop talking.
Wait, friends with... wait. Friends with Steve... On the show, or
also I love Friends, and I know 210. No. I watched it all, and I can name all 5 members of New Kids on the Block. Yeah, I'm straight.
Straight what?
George Strait.
You just sound like
love country.
You sound like you're trying to convince yourself, and very defensive.
No.
Gosh,
are you okay? There's a lot of tension in the room right now. Let me.
Did you? I got to play this real quick because yesterday we were right before we interviewed Tegan Marie.
Yeah.
Steve-O hit his head and Tao and I didn't even realize it. And Tao and I just kept going on with everything.
Man, we were
but you got hurt.
Yeah,
bad.
Dude. I actually had the like a little blood coming out of the top of my head.
Tao, you got to hear this because we don't even pay attention to Steve-O.
Live line says, Dex, please ask her what her favorite decade is.
Okay. Give me that guy's number. Who is that?
I don't know.
Oh, I hit my head.
You guys are harassing me now. Yeah, stop.
Oh, my gosh. I hit my head on the corner.
Give me that person's number. They're harassing me. Harassment.
Guys.
What do you think she'll say? Favorite decade.
Okay, I'm going to say
she says
the early 2000s.
I'm going to say the 2010.
It was so funny. I was listening to that yesterday when I was putting some stuff together, and I was cracking up because we didn't even know
you
hurt yourself.
Mention it.
Well, I didn't even hear that you said you hit your head. I was focused on something else.
It's unconfirmed.
I still have a crazy knot right here, so yeah. I don't even know how it happened.
Gosh.
This thing is dangerous. The studios are dangerous. Can I get Aflac for that?
Yeah, you and Tam have both hit your head on that thing. We need to put some padding on there.
Dude, it's really bad. Sharp corners.
Bubble tape or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
On Crackle.
On Crackle. Big show today, guys.
And I'm like, what?
Who is that? All right, I've posted a picture of this dude we're going to interview.
Yeah!
So, Ventana Ranch.
Uh-oh.
Been dealing with some stuff lately.
Oh, no, my old hood.
Vandals striking the Ventana Ranch neighborhood. A woman says, we have a clip.
An Albuquerque woman says a group of vandals is targeting her neighborhood, and she says each time it just gets worse. So Colton Schoen says she wants this to stop before things really get out of hand.
Somebody has to know these kids.
Chelsea Gallegos lives in Albuquerque's Ventana Ranch. She was drawn to the nice, quiet neighborhood when she moved in 6 months ago. But in the last few weeks, things have changed. Gallego says a group of what appears to be teens has been terrorizing her neighborhood.
And it's really frustrating because as a resident of this, I work very hard for what I have. And for somebody to come and throw rocks, bottles of urine at cars and even at my house and other houses around the community, I've had enough.
She says her fiance caught this video of them on a cell phone over Labor Day weekend.
Oh, good video,
now,
man.
Now it's pretty dark, but you can see
video.
At least a couple of people walking by
anything.
Her house, and then you hear
Thanks
a loud thud of something hitting her home.
Whoa. We've had to replace several light bulbs. We have to replace light fixtures.
Gallego says they were even throwing stuff at her dogs in the backyard.
Oh. Chelsea says when she calls police and they come out, they tell her that walkways like this behind the houses are what give these group of kids a quick getaway.
Her neighbor across the street had rocks thrown at his window, too.
It just hit our back window, but it didn't break.
Brandon A. heard about car windows being smashed in as well.
These kids need to stop, and they're going to get their karma, and they're going to get punished somehow.
Gallegos hopes that whoever these people are stop somehow. And get caught.
That's awful.
That was a terrible interview.
Oh, yeah, that was.
We're going to get there first.
How do you solve that problem?
In the neighborhood, if kids are doing that?
Booby traps, man.
Booby traps. They need to call Kevin McAllister. Stat.
Yes.
You give that joker a piece of paper and a little time, he'll make a plan. Yep. Mm-hmm. He'll take him out. You need some paint cans. You need some rope. Maybe some really, really sticky stuff to put there on the stairs.
Yep.
And then they'll get stuck in it, and then they try to reach for the doorknob, and they'll go...
Chrissy and I are so opposite when it comes to this, because we had kids in our neighborhood that would... You know how our wall, it's like on the corner of the street.
Well,
so.
You had that little witch girl that would walk around the wall.
And then later at night, we'd have like the teens, the riffraff, sitting on our wall. Like they just sit on the wall, and then eventually they'd start grabbing rocks and just kind of like tossing them into the street, you know? Which and I'm like, I'm going out there right now. She's like, no, let's just...
get up my lawn!
Because if he calls the scene, then they're going to... and like vandals.
You never know.
So she's like wanting to be nice to him, and she has talked to him, and she's like super sweet. And I'm like wanting to go out there and pull the get off my lawn card.
See, what you got to do is you got to go out there and just annoy them. Be the over-friendly guy.
Just start watering
and
the
then
rocks.
Never come
hey,
back.
Guys! In my boxers.
Oh, my gosh.
With the water hose, just start watering
be
the rocks.
Be over-friendly because teenagers don't like that. They
Dude,
don't want to talk to you.
Go out there and be watering the rocks and go, you guys playing that Pokemon? And just say, and try to fit in.
Yeah.
Be cool guy,
fit in. Just be yourself, and they'll never come back.
Go out there and be like, hey, you guys see those
I meant that because you're old. Like, we're old. None of us can fit in anymore with the teenager.
Whatever. I'm so cool.
Be like,
yesterday
see,
I fit in with
this?
A 12-year-old country artist. It was great.
Yeah, terrifying.
Be like, you want to come inside and watch The Little Mermaid, kids?
This might be bad advice.
Have Chrissy go. Have Chrissy go.
We'll be like, Steve-O, you want to go hang out? And he'll be like, I'm hanging out with my friends.
Yeah, he's like, I got these new friends.
I can't.
Could you imagine? All of a sudden, I'm like the leader of the kid gang. And then, boxcar gang.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm the leader.
Not a good idea, actually. You relate too much to them. But I think in this situation, I'm sure they have a neighborhood watch, right? Ventana Ranch is where you used to live, right?
Used to live, yeah.
Ranch.
Yeah, I thought they charge stupid homeowner fees, and I swear they have security, allegedly.
I guess we know
they used to.
All of that.
Sounds like the neighborhood needs to get together and crack down.
Oh, gosh, I just thought of a conspiracy. So what's happening is the people that are in charge of the homeowner association fees, what they're doing is they're getting these kids, these ruffians, these street youths to go out there and do that so then they can have a community meeting and be like, you know what? Here's the problem. We just need a little more money. So we're going to up everybody's homeowner association fee by $25. I know it seems, but we can take care of this problem. And then they're going to go home and they're going to buy an iPhone 7. With that.
Yeah, dude. That's for real.
You might be right.
If you live in Ventana Ranch and that happens, you tell me because what that means is I'm starting to get into the heart of this.
No.
I'm going to see the script, know what happens.
It's just so much time and energy and effort to care.
Yeah, but they're throwing bottles of urine?
Yeah, at the dogs?
I would.
Yeah, that's
if that were happening in my neighborhood, it'd be a different situation.
I don't know if they're throwing bottles of urine at the dogs, but they're throwing something at the dogs.
Yeah. I'd be the weird, because I'm already the weird one, like, pulling down the blinds, like, looking, seeing it. Are those crazy kids back? No.
Chris
got on the balcony.
Chris
I'm just going to cough loud on my balcony. Hey, I hear you.
Hey, get on my lawn.
I hear you, Stacy.
Oh, God.
You and Jenny. Please, I hear you.
Stop it.
Get off my rocks.
This is a nightmare.
Talking about Bobby.
Okay.
This is why Bobby doesn't like you anymore.
I think he's going back into 90210.
Oh, yes. He did.
A 16-year-old British girl earned 48,000, is this euros, I believe, helping Chinese people name their babies. Dawn, okay, so
what?
Dawn sends me two stories. She sent me two stories yesterday, and she said, you need to talk about these on the show tomorrow.
Ugh.
Here's the problem with us, guys. We are all in the wrong business. All of us, including you. Yes, you, listening. A 16-year-old gal has made 48,000 euros from a website she made to give Chinese babies English names. Bo Jessup, a British A-level student from Gloucestershire.
Mm-hmm. Gloucestershire.
Gloucestershire.
Worcestershire. Guys, it's English.
Will you say it with your British accent?
It's England. What is it?
Gloucestershire.
Oi, Gloucestershire!
Yes.
Welcome!
Winchester, Tinfield.
All British! I'm so good at that.
She came up with the idea after a family visit to China. They were out for a meal with friends when she was asked to give an English name to a newborn baby. In China, it's considered important to have an English name for future study or business with the UK. So it's a big deal in China. It's like, hey, if you give it an English name later, college age, it'll be for better relations with the UK.
Huh.
So, special name. Wait, is this the same thing? No, this is a... Yes, yes, yes. Okay, yeah, the special name requires the user to pick 5 of the 12 personality traits, which they most hope their baby will grow into. In China, they name their child based on the elements, and Bo wanted a similarity between how they pick the Chinese name and how they pick their English name. She does this by assigning personality traits to each English name. They also select the gender of the baby, pay the equivalent of £60. The 3 chosen names are then shared with family and friends on WeChat, China's WhatsApp equivalent, to help make the final decision.
So much work.
Is it, though?
She's making more...
Yeah.
No, for the families, just to come up with the name.
Each suggestion is printed on a certificate with its meaning and an example of a famous person with that name. The gal says that when she was first asked to name her father's friend's baby, she was surprised. I'm not really qualified or relevant enough in that baby's life to be the person to give it a name, but after hearing some of the embarrassing names that were happening, she decided she needed to act. For example, there was a kid named Rolex.
It's actually not bad. I kind of like it.
Stop
Rolex?
It. No. It's a watch name.
Rolex.
I mean, at least name your kid iWatch if you're going to name it after a watch.
Rolex Joseph.
Be of the future. There are quite a few examples where people have gotten the names wrong. She explains that the Chinese are fascinated by Western culture, but their access to it is restricted by the government in China. And since there's not open access to the internet, they can't use standard baby naming websites that people may use in the United Kingdom.
Gosh, we are in the wrong. Okay, Dex, you're going to have a baby. What are some traits you want for your baby?
Well, I would like my baby to have a thick head of hair.
Thick head of hair.
Go to the website.
All right, thick head. No, I'm doing this myself.
Let's go to this girl's website.
Thick head of hair, that's one trait. Okay,
I would like,
thick head of hair.
Like it to be, a dark-colored hair.
Okay,
maybe dark-colored hair. Full beard, maybe a goatee.
Full beard, goatee.
Nice eyebrows.
Okay.
Some brown eyes.
Brown eyes, okay.
Maybe about 5'9", 5'10".
Okay.
And good smile, good teeth.
All right.
Good laugh.
I think I got a name.
Okay.
I got a name based on that.
What?
Steve-O.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yes.
Steve-O Yang-Yong.
Yeah. How much do I need to pay you?
I don't think Steve-O Yang-Yong is going to work.
How much? £60 for that
okay,
one.
Okay, here you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Here you go.
Amazing. I did it. Okay. I did it. Just like that.
Shut up.
Like that.
Both of you shut up. Just shut up. That's the best way I can put it.
You guys don't like Rolex, really?
Oh, man. Rolex is a stupid name.
So there, if you're in China, you're limited in access to the internet and all of the government restrictions on it, that you're not exposed to much. So you get exposed to luxury items such as a Rolex and things like Harry Potter, Disney films, Lord of the Rings. So that's what they use for reference. So imagine you're a Chinese parent. You don't know a lot about Western culture, but you want to provide a future and a good way for your kid to grow up and have a better future and be able to relate.
Let's name him Hermione.
Yeah, that's what happens. What? She says, I once heard of someone named Gandalf, another person named Cinderella.
Okay. They want to relate to Western culture.
Check
that's
this
really
out.
Funny.
We're talking. Yeah, she's got a little startup. She made some change. This girl has named more than 200,000 babies.
Gosh. Wow. What's in a name?
She says it's nice to be a part of such a happy experience and be a part of those young stages in a baby's life. The site's success has been a pleasant surprise. She says, I wanted to do it just to see if an idea could turn into more than just simply an idea. I never expected it to become more than a small project because I never really considered myself very academic. It's obviously a nice surprise, but it's definitely a surprise.
Yeah, it's crazy. When I went to the Middle East, we went to Amman, Jordan, mm-hmm. and when we'd go into Applebee's mm-hmm. or Fuddruckers, you know, American restaurants.
They have those?
Yeah, they have them.
Fascinating.
And when they would see that Americans were coming into their restaurant, we almost didn't have to pay for our food because they were so excited that we were there, because it just showed that Americans love, like this is the American restaurant.
Oh, so
it was
giving credence to
exactly.
the restaurant. It was like making it legit.
So they would
treat us like rock stars if you went to an Applebee's. Or
I remember once I was summering in Western China. Jesse set this trip up. I believe it was in 2009, and it was a similar experience. Like I showed up and got off the plane, the private jet there, and I mean, it was like I was the Beatles. And
that's what it was.
Here
like
I
for
was
me.
Flying into America.
Gosh.
You know, like I get off the plane, they walk up, they hand me a Baconator out of nowhere. And
we
I'm
have
like,
similar stories.
You know, and it was just, it was incredible. Steve-O, how are your Heelys?
Good. If you ever,
thank you.
If you ever went to another country and, you know, maybe because you're American, you got cool things?
No.
Well, he did grow up in Lubbock.
No, I didn't.
Which is.
No, that's not true. I'm trying to think. No. Well, I was treated like a stupid American punk kid because I was.
Yeah.
So I didn't get anything cool.
It's very embarrassing.
You know, can you turn his mic off just for a moment? Just a brief.
There you go.
It must be so hard.
I know.
Just not being treated like you were supposed to be treated.
I know.
How many verses in the Bible reflect this kind of treatment? You know what? Turn his mic back on real quick. Hey, Steve-O, will you bring it back to the Bible real quick? Do me a favor.
Go ahead. Just bring it back around. Well, I was trying to go with the whole name thing, so I was like doing research over here.
Some great, great biblical names out there.
Well, no, that's a real question. Like, how important is a name really? You know?
Well, your name totally establishes your personality.
Well, apparently, according to Asian baby maker person.
Nope.
baby
she's
name
she's from
maker.
The UK. And it's a Chinese website.
I'm just saying, man. What's in a name?
She's 16.
Right?
I don't
Rose by any other name is still Rose.
Okay. Let's ask,
am I right?
Let's ask Gandalf how he feels about his name.
That,
it really is unfortunate, though, because the parents are trying to do the best they can to provide a better future for their kids, and they are just way off the mark. They're like, and we shall call you Cinderella.
I knew I should have named Brody Spider-Man. So mad.
That's what it's like.
Yeah.
It would be like us if we wanted to have
superhero.
And so forgive me if he's not Chinese or whatever. But it would totally be like if we wanted our kids to grow up to a better situation where they could relate with China later, it would be like, and you shall be called Bruce Lee.
Oh my gosh.
That's how far off the market would be.
Oh, full on.
Because then you have millions of Americans in college My name's Bruce Lee, and then the Chinese would just look at us like, I hate you. I hate you.
Like, you're the whitest kid I know. Your name is Jackie Chan.
Your name is Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, Jackie Chan Jeter.
And so totally, this girl is providing an actual service.
Unreal.
That's crazy.
Wow. We got to talk about the importance of naming babies. Seriously. Because they're obviously just letting some kid name their babies.
Yeah, but it sounds like she's doing a great job.
I guess Gandalf Rolex. Yeah. I want my baby to be rich. This is my child, Mercedes.
Mercedes.
She's a Bentley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
No,
I've known too many people with both of those names.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Bentley. I know somebody named Bentley.
Do you?
Yep.
Is it a dog?
No, it's a little boy.
Oh. Yeah, we have named
Bentley. That's a cool boy name.
Boy Bentley.
Somebody on the live line says, I'm waiting for someone to get really offended. They already are. They are typing their tweet or their email right now.
Eh, whatever.
It's true.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick's jersey sales have soared to number one.
This is unreal to me.
Since he started his national anthem protest. And now he's giving back. He said, quote, the only way I can repay you for the support is to return the favor by donating all the proceeds I receive from my jersey sales back into the communities. I'll give him props for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Saint this.
Yep.
Unbelievable to me that his jersey sales just shot up through the roof. There's going to be a lot of bummed out people in like 2 weeks when he doesn't have a team.
Oh, man. Dave Grohl's mom, Virginia Hanlon Grohl, wrote a book called From Cradle to Stage, Stories from the Mothers Who Rocked and Raised Rock Stars.
Nice.
I can't wait
That's
to
funny.
Read that.
Rocked and Raised Rock Stars. And it comes out next April.
I totally want to read that.
Really?
I bet it's super interesting.
I bet you really do want to read that.
I do. I bet you Dave Grohl's mom is very, very, very sweet.
She's a nice lady, Dex.
Mm-hmm.
Moms usually are. Brought your favorite. What happened? Did we get a text?
We got multiple texts.
Are they offended?
One, my husband had an uncle whose real name was Bruce Lee. No joke.
Wow.
Live line, just now. My brother's name is literally Jackie Chan. Well, sorry, JC.
Oh, man.
Didn't mean no offense.
That's good.
Loved you in Rumble in the Bronx.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh my gosh.
I loved it.
Thank
movie.
You, Las Cruces. Is this Pool Boy? We just got to chime in on the live line.
I can
line.
Only hope it is.
My Chinese name would be Top Ramen.
Oh, man. Okay. We better go.
All right. Well,
I got a story about ghost peppers that you two are going to love.
Yeah?
Probably.
What's in a name, guys? How important is it to name your child something something crazy?
It's a good question.
585 Live. Feel free to text us. Maybe what's the oddest, weirdest name that you've ever heard? I like Top Ramen. I think that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Coming up at 8 a.m., Eddie Gathigi from The Blacklist will be on the show. Talk about his new series, Startup. Be right back.
You're a star, you're a star, yeah, you are a star. Wow, you're super special, just the way you are.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Yeah, you're a star.
Hello. Welcome. 7:08.
Oh, yeah. Had a day of 89 degrees. Getting all up in the crazy sheets.
What did you say? Will you play that back?
Had a day.
No traffic to report right now.
Okay. That was the dumbest rewind.
You sound like Goofy underwater.
That sounded like a rewind.
I tried, but I was like,
that sounded perfect.
That was the dumbest rewind sound effect.
Oh, goodness.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
Today, 158 years ago.
Wow.
On this day, in 1858, Abraham Lincoln delivered the speech containing his famous phrase.
Yeah, right.
I have a dream.
Nope.
Oh.
It's not what your country...
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
You can fool all of the people some of the time. Some of the people all of the time. But not all of the people all of the time.
George Bush.
No, it's Abraham.
Wait, that was real?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh.
Back in 1858 on the stage.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Wait, say that again.
It was
huge.
You
can fool all of the people.
Some of the time.
Some of the time.
Yes.
Some of the people all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of the people all of the time.
Gotcha.
So don't be a fool.
Stay in school.
Just go ahead and just write it down. Marinate on it.
Be cool, fool. I am cool.
They call me Cool Ethan.
124 years ago in 1892, Francis Bellamy wrote the Pledge of Allegiance in honor of the 400th anniversary of Columbus coming to America. Took him 3 hours to complete the original 23 words.
Nice.
3 hours to write 23 words?
Well, he did a good job.
Yep.
3 hours.
Guys. 3 hours.
I mean, come on. What is this, amateur hour?
It's a hit.
It's
a hit.
3 hours.
It's a hit. How old is Bernie Sanders today?
Oh, 90.
No, I think he's like 750. I think we're close in birth.
75. You were close.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. How about David Steele from the Fine Young Cannibals?
No idea.
English Beat.
She drives me crazy.
I'm sure we'll interview them soon.
Yeah. I don't know why we haven't yet.
Is he over 50?
Yeah.
We'll definitely interview them soon.
Yep. Oh, he is.
63.
58. 56. Mm. And Pink is celebrating a birthday.
Oh, snap. Mm.
33.
35.
37. Oh.
And we have a friend in Brooklyn.
Her name is Claire Bear.
Claire Bear celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday. It's a milestone.
She is 26. Congratulations, 26? Claire.
No, that is a lie.
Yeah, you're right. 28. Congratulations, Claire.
Nope, still alive.
Claire, remember...
Happy birth, Dizzle.
Remember which one of us was doing the right thing in this situation.
Happy birthday.
She still prefers me, because I'm the only one that will stand with friends. Because friends are friends forever, if you're only watching Friends.
Also, she respects her elders.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a good call. All right, well, let's jump into some good news.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
A woman named Yvette was dropping off her 12-year-old son, Elijah, at school last Thursday in Fort Worth, Texas. She asked why there were more cars there than usual. Elijah told her, well, they're doing an event going on in the library called Donuts with Dads.
Nice.
Which is what it sounds like, kids and dads eating donuts together. Mm. But Elijah never bothered mentioning it because, well, his mom is, she's a single mom. He doesn't have a dad.
Oh.
And when she saw the look on her son's face, she could tell he was very disappointed that he could not attend. So instead of letting him be sad, she turned the car around, went home, grabbed some stuff from her closet, then showed up with him 10 minutes later dressed as a dude.
Problem solved.
Yeah. She had a baseball hat on. She had a fake mustache. She had a plaid shirt. And apparently Elijah loved it. And a bunch of photos they took have been making the rounds on Facebook. Yvette says she did it because she knows it's hard from not having a dad.
Dude.
So she's willing to do whatever it takes to put a smile on his face.
She did the opposite of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Here's a picture
incredible.
Of him.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
She put on a fake mustache.
She did. Baseball hat, plaid shirt. She had the little wallet chain. Yep. Man. I was thinking, I would imagine that a lot of kids probably would be very embarrassed if their mom did that, but the fact that that kid loved it,
mm-hmm.
it just shows you right there
yeah.
how That's much he cool. loves his mom and And
well, and how much she loves her son.
Yeah.
Because I think, obviously, single mom, near and dear to my heart, growing up, you know, child of a single mom. And gosh, dude, moms that do it all, it's an impossible task with two of us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Chrissy is a superhero. And so imagine not having a spouse or not having somebody else in the home to help. And raising a son, raising boys is tough as a single mom,
yeah.
You know, because boys, obviously, they need that like father figure. That's why George Michael wrote that song, you know, like
I will be your father figure.
Yeah, we
put your hand in motion.
No, put your hand in mine. Oh. So you put your hand in mine.
I could have swore it was motion. Thanks for holding.
You put your heart in motion, Amy Grant.
Hey, and a shout out to all
the put your hand in mine.
The single dads out there as well, because yeah. Not only are there single moms out there, but a lot of single dads trying to do it on their own as well.
Yes. Hey, Mr.
Just
Snake.
As hard.
It's tough, man. Did somebody just request that on the live line?
No, I just wanted to do it.
I'm a weirdo.
I found an article. They found this fossilized snake that ate a lizard that ate a bug, and it's all
right
there together. Oh, my gosh.
You are the king of totally derailment, I swear.
I was invested in your story for a moment, and then I moved on.
Dude, Starmy Liveline said, dude, I don't know why, but that really touched me, man. Brought back memories. You made me cry, Dex.
Oh,
why?
See?
Nice.
See, that's what it's about right
no,
there.
No, for real. Beautiful. It choked me up there. That's incredible because it's so tough, man. Mm. I remember every year for Father's Day, it was dreadful. But every year I would get a Father's Day card for my mom because she did it all. And so that is amazing to see a mom willing to go that extra mile to dress up like a dude.
Yeah.
It's kind of hilarious.
She looks ridiculous.
She looks ridiculous.
Sweet. Very sweet.
Yep.
Gosh, that's amazing.
That kid is stoked.
So that he could go. Yeah. So that he wouldn't be left out. Because you're already constantly reminded that you're left out because you don't have a dad. And that sucks. Mm-hmm. And so for her to alleviate that in that way, incredible.
It's crazy when you become a parent because you see these stories all the time and you're like, oh, that's ridiculous. But then when you become a parent, you're like, man, I'd do anything. I don't care.
You don't want your kid to ever feel left out or something.
Right.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
This is David from Wise Brother Media.
Yes.
Do we have an interview right now?
You do, but you only have it for like 3 minutes now.
Oh, no.
You want me to can I call you later?
Can you do that?
Who? Wait, is it Kim?
It's Kim.
How did she not know this was going to happen?
It's because she's
we can talk at 10 after, like in an hour.
Yes.
Okay. That works
we'll
perfect.
We'll call you back in an hour.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Okay. All right. Okay, bye.
You said that was tomorrow.
It was tomorrow, and we never got confirmation from...
We need to call him back off the air. Like, hey, bro.
Go. Listen.
Number one, why
Robert?
Didn't she know this was going to happen?
Yeah, she's a psychic.
Why are we talking to this lady? We're talking, Steve-O says, hey guys, we're going to talk to a psychic again. It's the same psychic that we talked to and got in trouble about last time.
That's because she's a Christian.
Let's have her back on the show again.
Go ahead.
She loves Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
Your,
remember Jesus vibes.
Oh, man. That's embarrassing.
You're embarrassing.
Okay, thanks.
When did he say he was coming back? Did anybody
listen? An hour?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll see.
That's hilarious.
That was a good story.
Yeah. So shout out to the single moms, single dads out there doing it on their own. It's super hard. That's all I have to say.
That's good. Thanks, Mr. Mom. Thanks, Mr. Mom.
Good job, Dad.
So good. There for like 6 months when you didn't have a job because you got fired from your last job, you were like Mr. Mom in it. You were totally stay-at-home dad.
I was.
It's tough. It's a lot of hard work.
It was a lot of hard work. Just waking up and walking out and sitting on the couch and watching my wife cook breakfast for the kids. But I got to watch, you know, reruns of Dog the Bounty Hunter with Landon.
Man,
and I will cherish those times until the day I die.
I hate you. Oh, man.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Dave from Wise Brother Media. Guess what? I got Kim for you.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Dave, you
we'll
said you'd come back in an hour.
We'll take it right now.
You said you'd call.
Okay, you're on with Kim.
Kim!
Hey, Kim.
Hey!
Yes.
Hi, Kim.
Is this Dex and Steve-O?
And Teo.
No, it's not Teo.
How did you not know Teo was in the room? You're a psychic.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it's too early for me.
Oh, my goodness. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Oh, okay. Too early? We're in New Mexico. We are 2 hours behind you, lovely lady.
I know that. You don't think I know that?
It is seven. Oh. It is seven. That's true. You do know that. Do you know when? What day I'll be landing in New York in October? Because I'm going to New York in October. Stop. That's real life. I'm being serious.
Are you? Do you know what day you're landing in October?
Wait. I just realized. Are you going to be at New York Comic Con this year?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, because I swear you were there last year. And so I got really excited for a second. I just thought maybe...
Two of us are going to New
York
Comic Con.
We are. We're going to New York Comic Con. We're going to cover it. And I thought maybe The Haunting of would be part of Comic Con.
You know, you really should suggest that to them. They never really invited me, so I'm a little insulted.
Oh, man. Whoa. So
you should tell them that I should be there.
We really will, because obviously you got a show, The Haunting of. Ooh.
Yeah, The Haunting of. So exciting.
Tell us a little bit about it.
People love it. And this Saturday, we're having a whole marathon coming up all day long, starting Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m., on the Lifetime Movie Network. And they will be 8 unseen episodes that I filmed.
Wow.
So everyone's very excited to just cuddle up on the couch and just get the popcorn and invite all their friends over. Because, you know, the fans have been waiting so long for this to come back on the air.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's been off the air for a while, where the network has been trying to decide where they will put it, when they will put it, to give it its best exposure. So this is what they decided. And I'm not complaining, because we have a great fan base. And I think that's the only way to watch The Haunting of, is one right after another.
There you go. It's like binging Stranger Things. Have you watched Stranger Things yet?
No, I don't watch much TV. Is this TV?
This is on Netflix, like it's only 8 episodes, and I feel like it's right up your alley, because it's kind of like throwback to Stephen King, paying homage, 80s, Goonies style, Steven Spielberg elements. Really cool.
I have to tell you, if I did not do this work, I don't know that I would buy into all of this. I didn't do it myself, trust me.
Oh, yeah. How often do you get people coming up to you asking really stupid questions like the one I'm about to ask, like, what color are my boxers right now? Tell me. Go ahead. I know you know.
They don't ask me, because if they have one opportunity to ask me a question, they ask me way more important questions than that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, you know.
They're black. They were black.
Oh, just for those who wanted to know, right?
Yeah.
It's a strange day.
But people do. They see an opportunity, and I understand. Most people are very, you know, respectful, I have to say the truth.
Yeah. And now, last time you were on the show, we got to talk about what you do, and it was exciting, because, you know, we're all Christians in here, and so we talked about the aspects of, like, being a, I don't want to call it, what do you prefer? I don't want to say psychic if you don't prefer psychic. What do you call yourself?
Well, I hate labels, because depending on which sector you will be talking to. And, you know, we spoke about the fact that I'm a Christian as well, and that I grew up in the
exactly.
church.
Exactly.
Yeah. So wherever you want to put me, I channel. I am a receiver of the holy message of spirit. That's really what I am. But I can't go around calling myself that. So, unfortunately, the way people in the world can identify with me is psychics are known to be able to tap into past, present, and future, and mediums are known to be able to bring back messages from another dimension. Mm-hmm. So I do both. So I am a psychic medium, if you'd like to say that, or you can call me a prophet. Again, depending who you're talking to,
so,
it's all the same meaning.
Yesterday we were talking about a guy from the year 2036. What was his name, Teo?
John Titor.
Do you know anything about John Titor?
Not one thing. 2026?
2036.
Yeah.
Who in the early, like, very beginning of the 2000s, 2000, 2001, was on, like, this weird internet forum claiming to be from the future, saw all these things. It was kind of like Nostradamus style, and things have been coming true, but he, like, disappeared off the face of the earth. Do you know where he is?
Well, give me his name again. I'm going to look into this.
John Titor. T-I-T-O-R,
it's a really
right?
interesting thing.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday, the idea. Because, you know, obviously, Book of Revelation, we know certain things. We know, I don't want to say...
Do I know where he is?
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, yeah.
But I feel on some level he was afraid for his life or he got threatened.
Yeah.
So he's in hiding.
That very well could be it. That very well could
That's
be it.
Or he went back to me.
Or he went... Okay.
Wow.
I don't feel he's dead.
Wow.
Kim, I have a question for you. Do you ever have you ever felt like that possibly the readings that you're getting from the other side are that could be demonic? Have you ever thought about that it could be bad?
I absolutely have thought about that being a Christian because that's what you know the Bible warns against, sure. And I've heard this all my life growing up. That's what I wrote about in my new book is my struggle with this gift. And one of the things that really put my mind at rest and finally answered that question once and for all is when I see people walking out of my room hysterically crying with hearts that are healed, and they call me and tell me that this is the first time in years they've been able to sleep well, the demonic forces can never offer peace.
Wow.
And these readings offer people peace. Mm. And that's really very simplistic. I didn't need to research it any longer. I saw it with my own eyes day in and day out. And that's all I really need to know, is the devil doesn't give peace.
Okay. Mm. There you
go. And peace that lasts, you know, throughout the years where I have returning clients that say that although they know the reading maybe didn't bring back their loved one, the information that comes through during a reading gave them enough facts and accuracy to know who they're with, you know, and that they're okay. And and each reading, of course, is different. It's not generic. It has very personal elements attached to it, and that's what the person needs. So I don't ever know what the person needs going into a reading, but I pray before each message is delivered that whatever this person needs to hear for the highest good, for their soul's journey, their peace, for their healing, is what please bring it through me. And that's pretty much how I've come to my conclusion. And that's it. I haven't turned back since knowing this and seeing this.
I want to offer up something, and I'm being totally serious. I grew up a huge comic book fan. I have an X-Men tattoo on my arm to prove it, because I love the X-Men. And you sound kind of like Jean Grey, which is really, really cool. Have you ever thought about wearing a Jean Grey costume?
No, never. No, I know you're serious, but
he's
maybe if they
serious.
Invite me to Comic-Con, maybe I will.
Oh, there you go. That's what you got to do, New York Comic-Con. So you get out there, you dress like Jing, and then freak people out because you can just like stare at them and... Have you ever had any like crazy sixth sense, like all of a sudden you're in the grocery store and there's somebody near you and it's just like... You know, where you walk up to somebody oddly and say things like, you need to go home right now.
Mm. Yeah, you know, yes, there have been many a time where I look at people and I will sometimes, unfortunately, I'll even see illness.
Oh.
And I have to be really careful.
Yeah.
That's something you have to make that call right in that moment. Once I'm standing right in back of me in the grocery store, I will never forget this. I turned around and there was a woman with her child. I looked in her eyes and I saw that she has her, like, deadly liver disease.
Yeah.
And it was screaming out at me. And maybe I made the wrong choice, but I didn't say anything to her. I didn't, because it was not the right time. Her child was there. And what I did was I prayed that the information, if she didn't already know it, it would be shown to her, delivered to her, maybe to a doctor's, results of a test. Because sometimes it's not always up to me to have to be the bearer of the news. I'll just see it.
Yeah.
But then you have to decide, what do you do with this information?
Yeah.
But I will say one thing. When spirit comes knocking on my door, if it's someone's deceased relative, and they are loud enough in my ear, I will never, ever, ever hold on to that message. I will always deliver it because I know how hard it and how much energy it takes for that soul to get my attention. Mm-hmm. When I am not in my reading mode, so I give them a lot of credit and kudos to them, and of course I will deliver the message wherever I am, and that has happened many times.
Man, thank you, Kim. That's incredible. The Haunting of I'm bummed that you're not going to be at Comic-Con this year because we will definitely be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Wow. Glad
Talk
people
to them.
Can finally
tell them to invite me next year.
There you go. I will, and people can finally binge it and get through the Haunting of.
Yes, this Saturday, September 10th, all day long, Lifetime Movie Network.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good day, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
You too.
Bye, Kim.
Hope you guys soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, no. She said she's going to talk to us soon, Steve.
She knows.
Jeter.
Yeah. Steven Aloysius Jeter.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we read the live line?
Holy cow. Holy guacamole.
Dude. I'm not going to lie. I changed the station. Please stop Steve-O from taking interviews.
Oh, yeah, this is.
I don't think she's whatever she says she is.
Yeah, this obviously.
This interview is not the best.
Here's
guys.
The thing. No, but here's the thing. We have spoken to her before, and I don't know. I was like, last minute yesterday, we get this, and of course. They want to try and book her because she probably doesn't have a whole lot of interviews, which is why they were able to get her on so quickly.
Yeah.
But here's what we need to warn against, and this is very, very real, because I have friends who aren't Christians, and I have friends who believe different things than I do, who believe things like this. The idea that, oh, somebody's grandmother came to me in a this, in a that, and I was so glad that you actually touched upon that in real life during the interview, because I was just cracking stupid jokes, because one, I was uncomfortable, and two, I say stupid things when I get nervous. She truly believes that, and you know what? There's two sides to this. There's the, well, obviously she's crazy and da da da, or maybe like somehow the Lord was, I don't know. I don't even want to go that weird route because obviously
I don't think she's crazy. I think that she's under demonic. I mean, that's demonic, right?
Very, very well could. Well, see, that's the thing. I'm sure that, and I would never. I'm not equating her with any real prophet or anything like that. But we've been to, how many times have you guys ever in the church been to a, quote, prophecy conference or something like that, where the only difference in what she is doing and what is happening there is they are proclaiming it that the Lord is telling them blah, 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 blah. I remember being at a church once where there was a prophet that spoke over me because the Holy Spirit like reached into them and told them all of these things about my life and all of this stuff and this, these that, things too. That were going to happen. And guess what? All of it was B.
Yeah, all of it was
all of it,
real.
Capital B, capital the other one. It was crap. None of it came true. And thankfully, I had good friends around me. I had a mentor above me. I had people in my life that could go, hey, man, that's stupid. And obviously, it was wrong. Obviously, it was incorrect. And maybe don't hang that on Jesus. Because she proclaims Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's like, well, I'm on the psychic, I'm on the whatever Lifetime Network. But how many Christians are going to go, oh, she's a Christian, she's being channeled by the spirit of holies or whatever she said.
Yeah.
And take it as gospel. And then when it doesn't come true, blame Jesus.
And see that, and that's a big deal.
That's terrifying.
That's something almost like I wish that we could interview like a quote prophet.
Right.
Because a lot of that, we never really talk about this a lot, but there is such a thing as, and it's going to sound stupid. It's going to sound like some kitschy name for some made up thing, but it's called spiritual abuse. And a lot of people take advantage of other people in the name of God, quote, and they use these spiritual things, these prophecies over people's lives to essentially just make a living.
Yeah. Yeah.
When it all comes down to the bottom of it, because these people have to travel and they have to get from place to place and they need more and more money. So like it is the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't like interviewing Kim Russo. I always like again. I was just like, again?
Yeah. I didn't know it was the same person. So I was
yeah, that was
happy
another
and
thing,
sad.
Guys. Like, we they, didn't know. They sold this to Steve-O as a different psychic.
And as not a psychic, as the host of this TV show called The Haunting of. She hosts this TV show. And I go, okay, cool.
Now,
I mean, we talk about Stranger Things. We talk about... So this is a because it's on the Lifetime Movie Network.
We should have asked
her... This is a TV show.
Who her favorite celebrity she's ever been with, like, who she's worked with was. Because that's what this show is.
Yeah.
Celebrities bring this lady into their home if they think it's haunted.
Well, it's sad.
Regis Philbin was on there and all these different... But anyway, like, that's something to talk about. Because a lot of times people do stuff in the name of Jesus or whatever.
And it's whack.
It's manipulation.
Yep.
And it's pretty much emotional abuse. Spiritual abuse.
Yeah.
They're taking advantage of somebody's emotional state. Because we all know, I've never been to a prophecy conference. Because I grew up Southern Baptist, so that basically was of the devil.
Yeah, no. It was just one time I was at a church I was visiting, and it just so happened that evening, special guest! No one saw this coming.
Yeah. But
she should have. She's a prophet.
At the same time, I've seen people get prophesied over.
Yeah.
I have good friends that have had prophecies prophesied over them, and it's come true. You know what? One time, Dawn got prophesied over, and they told whoever these people were, they told Dawn, they were like, your baby is going to be a girl.
Oh, yeah,
wow. And it was not. It was Johnny Danger.
I remember that. And so, thanks to the Starmy who got it, because the live line's kind of blowing up at this point. And they say that they agree with you and I. Say, it's easy to believe that this is crazy. The point being made about prophets from church from our youth is interesting. Let's all pray for discernment when encountering these situations. Because you never know. You have had those times where you're at the grocery store and somebody just bum rushes you and says, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be weird, but God's telling me blah, 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 blah. And we as Christians go, oh, well, if God's telling you, then that must mean I have to take it at face value. And there are times when it's real and there are times where it's just...
Yeah, because we got another
weird emotional
on the live line. It says, I don't think Jesus liked that interview.
Well, which I disagree with.
I can tell you this. Jesus loves her just as much as he loves you and me.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is we need to highlight this. Because this doesn't just happen to, quote, psychics that have TV shows. This is something that goes on in the church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people in the church have great intentions. I really do. I think people honestly think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And that's why they do it. But some people are not like that.
Yeah.
And some people can see a situation and look at it and say, I can get something out of this for me.
Go watch a televangelist sit there on a TV show saying, I'm getting a word from the Lord right now. Somebody out there, you're dealing with an illness, and if you just send me $50 right now, we're going to heal you up. We're going to blah, 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 blah. And people are dying on their couches because they're putting faith in crap like that and garbage like that that has nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And yet they're proclaiming Jesus, so we take it at face value.
Right. And so maybe you're sitting there saying, well, why didn't you guys call her out on her crap? Well, we like doing interviews, and if we would have had an antagonistic interview,
we're not here to have a debate with her.
I was pretty comical. You know what I mean?
We're not here to have a debate with her, and we asked the questions that we asked. And, you know, when I asked the question about, do you ever feel like, you know,
that was a
forces,
great question,
you know, that are at work in the other world, in the spirit world, are demonic? And she answered with, well, yeah, absolutely. But I feel peace.
Oof.
And that, to me, I don't know how many times I felt peace in certain situations and I was wrong. You know,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, Satan comes as an angel of light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can deceive us so easily, you know?
And we deceive ourselves. No. You know, it's not like Satan is popping up in everybody's bedroom
or at work or at youth group
or whatever. Because a lot of times we also ascribe all these God traits to Satan because we're like, well, God's everywhere at the same place at the same time, so that means Satan is too. But they're not equals.
We have some great people chiming in right now. Las Cruces just said, you know, she said peace never comes from the devil, but doesn't the book of Revelation tell us that the Antichrist comes and brings peace to the world?
Exactly.
So that was a dangerous moment. And also, we got a scripture on the live line from somebody saying, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
Yeah, and Kim was talking about how when she had peace, she didn't have to do anything else because she felt peace about it. Therefore, it was okay.
And that's scary.
Scary story from a Starmie member saying, one time someone at a local church prophesied over me, then tried to cast out a demon. The youth pastor asked the kids to come to the front if they felt Jesus moving in them. So I went to the front. He tried to push me over, and I didn't let him, and they asked me not to come back to that church.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's cool. You know, a kid. Man. Thankfully, he grew up and is a solid man of God.
Yeah,
you know what? I had a ton of friends, especially in college, because, like I said, I grew up Southern Baptist, and so junior high, high school, it was pretty much that line of thinking, and all my friends were, you know, my most far out friend was a Presbyterian USA, which if you're familiar, you're like, oh, anyway. So then I go to college and really started getting in with a lot of, you know, more of the, I guess you would call them the charismatic churches and all of this stuff. And then touring, got to meet a ton of different people. And it's just in every denomination, be it Protestant or Catholic even, in every denomination, you see people getting taken advantage of. And a lot of times it's by these people that claim to have these extraordinary gifts. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm totally skeptical when it comes, but I have had incredible experiences in my life where God has truly shown up and he has done crazy things. And I'm like, that's the Lord. And you leave with the impression of that. But I'm just very, very skeptical of people that with TV shows, you know, that are proclaiming to be able to talk to the spirit world. And if I had a dead relative show up at her door,
that is,
you
know, flat out,
and start asking questions, I'd be like, shouldn't you be away in a, you know, like, what are you coming back here for? What's happening? I don't understand.
338-3700, if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Good morning. So you guys kind of hit on a lot of great points, especially Dex, I think. Dealing with the spirit world, the Bible just strictly says stay away from it because you don't know what those spirits are, whether they be demon or human. And I feel like when people start messing with that, you're just asking for a whole lot of trouble that, you know, most people are not ready to handle. Yeah. And a lot of people, I feel like, believe that it's an abstract concept, when the reality is it's just a shift of perspective that can really touch you in the physical world. Mm. And when you're channeling, and when you start getting suckered in, the spirits, I think, it's a deception all the way around, you know, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And you don't know what those things are saying. They're just telling you anything that you want to hear. And it may be peaceful at the beginning, but, you know, usually these things always turn upside down in the most hurtful of ways.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. No problem. Have a great day.
I think a lot of people just make it all up in their heads, to be honest. Not writing off a spiritual dimension at all. Not, but I totally think a lot of people get super emotional and just make all this stuff up. I do it to myself all the time.
Yeah.
And that's where I think the real inherent danger is, because even like, even approaching this subject, it's like it gets all spooky and weird, and then we all want to share our experiences and compare and contrast and stuff. But a lot of it is just you were in a dark room and it was cold and you freaked yourself out. Yeah. You know, you didn't have like this crazy whatever. And again, I'm not saying that doesn't happen, because obviously it does happen.
Right.
There are things that happen in this world that we can't explain, and it's a spiritual dimension, and we're lucky to have the Bible to help us point to different things and say it's probably this. But I think the majority of these experiences are people freaking themselves out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, because then on the flip side, you want to talk about a freaky Stranger Things episode. Look at the book of Acts when the Holy Spirit came and fell upon the disciples. You know what I mean? They're in the upper room. They're chilling, a flaming tongue comes into the room, like lands on their head. You know, it was crazy. It was crazy, seemingly. And they're speaking in different tongues and languages, and people are hearing their own native tongue being spoken, and the word of God was preached, and many people came to Jesus. And so this is why we talk about stuff like this, because you look at 1 John 4, which is what was referenced by a Star member, you know, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. But this is scary as well, because verse 2 says, this is how you can recognize the spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. What's scary about that is there are many of people who proclaim that Jesus is Lord, who are doing things, man, for shady reasons. Yeah. And we, yeah, it's just, it's a dangerous place to be in when we just kind of don't take time to pray. We don't take time in the Word. We just kind of go for it and run with everything emotionally. Yeah. Oh, man.
585 Live. You can text us or call us at 338-3700. Good morning.
Hey, so just to kind of piggyback off of what Steve-O just said, Steve-O, didn't Jesus say, too, that not all who come up to me in that day and say, hey, didn't we cast out devils in your name? Didn't we heal in your name? Didn't we do all this? And he's going to be like, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity.
Yeah.
And we think about that, like you just said, people will do all these so-called prophecies. Like my wife and I were talking a while back, like where does the title, like quote-unquote title, in this, I guess, era of, I don't really know how to say, is this era of life, like where does the title of prophet even come from anymore? Because wasn't the prophet back then the person who brought the word to the people? You know what I mean? The word of God to the people, and now we have it.
Mm.
So that's just kind of my thing. I don't understand where that title comes from. But what I was really going to say was, and people who try to carry this label of prophet or psychic or medium or whatever, they can really pull away from the true spiritual things, the true spiritual gifts that the Bible talks about. For example, a word of wisdom that somebody can actually get, or a word of knowledge that somebody can actually receive, and it be encouraging and admonishing and to build you up and not to say, hey, by the way, your grandma who died 20 years ago, she said she loves you. And it's like, oh awesome. Yeah. I know she loves me. But anyway, I think that can cause a whole lot of confusion in unbelievers and even believers, like you guys were talking about, because there's so much. It's a counterfeit, basically, what the enemy does. Brings all this junk that looks like God, but it's nothing like God himself. So, sorry, I don't know if that makes sense. But
no, totally does. Yeah. It totally does. And it brings up great questions like, you know, prophets calling themselves prophets usually is you know, 99, I don't want to say every time is bunk, but like a lot of times if you're calling yourself a prophet, it's bunk. But what about, I mean, other leadership areas? We call ourselves, you know, pastors and teachers, and we're called to different areas of ministry. We call ourselves, we have those titles. But prophet, that's the one that it's like, yeesh, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. We got a lot of questions on the live line as well. People wanting to know certain things. Someone chimed in and said, hey, is this all made up or is it Satan speaking lies to you? And I would say, I mean, we all believe, obviously, yes, there's a physical realm that we see, that we can touch, that we can grasp. There is definitely a spiritual realm as well. And whereas I do think sometimes we can, as we're talking, emotionally trick ourselves, there are absolutely demonic forces at work. So I remember one time I was talking to a friend of mine. She's Native American. She's not a Christian. And, you know, was telling me the story of her grandmother coming to visit her at night to speak to her. And she looked at me and said, but you're a Christian, so obviously you think I'm just crazy. And I said, no, I don't think that at all, actually. Quite the opposite. I believe that you saw something. I definitely don't believe that your grandmother came to visit you. And then we got into the conversation of the spiritual realm and the idea that there are these forces at work. Satan is the great deceiver. He's the father of lies. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's going to come, and he's roaming around, and he's got his forces at work in this world trying to distract, if you will. And what better way than, oh, my grandmother came to visit me in the middle of the night and told me I'm doing everything great. So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm loving others. I'm a good person, so I don't really need Jesus. Thanks, dead grandma. And so my response back was, I absolutely believe that. That you saw, there is good, there is bad, you know, there is evil. And so what you saw was probably a demonic force at work trying to rip you away, because now you're good, quote unquote. So I do think that it can be Satan speaking lies to you. I do think at times it can also be just your emotions getting the best of you.
Yeah, that's my thing. I believe in often, just as we do with different decisions and situations in life, we make mountains out of molehills. And that's what I'm saying, that in many situations emotionally, we will make mountains out of molehills and make them into these bigger things than they are.
Yeah.
Not trying to discount a spiritual realm at all, because, I mean, the Bible itself says that's the powers that we war against.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like totally not at all. I'm just saying that in many cases, those things are used later for other things. And in reality, it was just a really, really intense, you know, thing that you freaked yourself out with.
338-3700. Thanks for holding. You there?
Hello?
Okay.
Well, I think they hung up.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Thank you so
cool,
much.
Cool, man. I think they hung off also. Hang on, let's check this one.
Number three. All right, go ahead.
But good. I want to say they also
okay,
hung
live line. Great interview. It shows us the schemes of Satan, how he goes about deceiving people. You guys are taking what could have been a negative and turning it into a positive by educating us, the listeners. Great job. Somebody else said, I want to add that it's not us that lives for Christ. We need to let Christ live through us and complete his work. Someone else chimed in and said, I think it's important that we as Christians are equipped, that we know the word of God. So when we're testing the spirits, we're testing what people say to make sure it lines up with the word of God.
Yep.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. 585 Live, you can text the show or call us at 338-3700. Earlier, we didn't plan this at all, but we had a psychic named Kim Russo call into the show. We talked to her a while back, but we did it off the air, and we did it on Facebook Live. And a lot of people had questions, and it turned out, you know, to be a pretty good interview because she said she was a Christian, and, you know, she wrote this book about how, you know, about
that's right.
Gifts.
We never aired that, did we?
We never aired it.
We posted it on
that's
the website.
Right. Yes.
It was a podcast.
And so
no, wait, and didn't we do Facebook Live
with
it?
Yeah, we did Facebook Live. Yeah. And so we kind of got interrupted this morning with this interview, and man, we thought it was going to be a total train wreck.
Well,
but
it could have been.
Out, it turns out, you know, this is stuff we need to be talking about because there are so many Christians out there. I know many Christians who go to psychics, you know, for that reading, you know, and I think that's a dangerous, dangerous thing to do.
Well, I think for us growing up in the church, a lot of times it was, this is evil, this is terrible. You just know nothing about it. Stay far, far away from it. But eventually, if you don't do, and I'm not saying everybody go out and research psychics and all of these different things. However, if you are not grounded in the Word of God, if you don't have a solid understanding, somebody that has done more research and that is, quote, smarter than you can outwit you when it comes to, hey, but what about this? And then you're standing there going, oh, I don't really have an answer for that because I was just told that this is bad. You know? Yeah. Okay, well, but your Bible says A, B, and C. I mean, the psychic we have here just joining us, we had a psychic medium on who is a Christian who believes that it's the Holy Spirit working through her, you know, speaking to her, and that she can communicate with the dead and all this stuff by way of the Holy Spirit, which is, you know, if you're not read up, if you're not well-versed, if you don't know and have an understanding of God's word, that can sound pretty nice. Mm. Why not?
Yeah.
Real quick, somebody wanted to know what to make of deja vu then. They wanted to know if deja vu is real or if that's a fig Newton of their imagination.
A fig Newton is a fruited cake.
Yes, which I had one of Dexter's yesterday.
It really is
fantastic. Yeah. But did you know that deja vu, it's very real because it's actually just exhaustion? It's essentially your eyes are triggering and seeing the images in front of you before your brain can catch up and process them. So it feels like you've seen something before, been there before, but really it's just that visually your eyeballs are seeing an image and your brain is getting that projection, but your brain isn't processing yet. So it feels like you've been there.
Wow, didn't know that.
Or it's that something went screwy in the matrix and you need to run!
Yeah.
Run!
Hey, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
Great. Go ahead, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Full on.
Roll that window up.
Hey, so anyway, like I said, I agree with you, Dex, that this is a great subject, right? So initially, you know, I could tell you guys were like, oh, well, you know, I really kind of don't want to do this. But it actually, like you said, it brings up a great point. And this is Frank, by the way, this is Frank from Las Cruces. And so 55% of our communication is physical. And a lot of times, you know, people do have an additional sense to really keen into, if they're really great communicators, to really identify, you know, what someone's going through if they just pay attention to what they're communicating physically. And I really think that's what a lot of these people that are false prophets, you know, they key into the emotional, you know, physical communication that person's going through. And you know, they kind of just manipulate the situation. Of course, I do also believe that there are prophets, you know, that God works through people and gives messages, and the intercedence of God does happen through people, you know, but on the retrospect, I think that people do take advantage of identifying, you know, that other, you know, that physical communication, you know, and kind of manipulate that to, you know, whatever their will is, which again could be, you know, misguided.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
I appreciate
you, buddy. Good stuff. On the live line, someone said, I get involved with New Age thinking and used to get my palm and cards read. I knew deep down it was wrong. I later learned it is satanic. I also used to play with a Ouija board. Mm. Very, very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Thanks for talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say, yeah, stay away from that. Man, no need to
jump into
that world.
Ugh.
All right, we appreciate all the text messages, all the phone calls. You can feel free to continue to do that. But we've been talking about it for about an hour now.
Ooh. Yeah, good conversation.
Good stuff.
Imagine that. I booked a psychic, and you guys were all mad at me, and then it turned into like one
Wait,
of the better hours.
Did you
hours
book
of
the psychic, or did she book us?
Oh, snap!
Seriously.
What was up with David calling and saying, hey, how about an hour? We reschedule, and then he calls back 5 minutes later and throws her on.
I have no idea.
He duped us. He got us.
All right. It was great.
585 Live. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Right out the gate, I just want to say, big fan of The Blacklist, and you're great, man. Your character is awesome.
He's a pretty bad guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. Hey, how is it working on that show? Because you have so many great people to work with.
Yeah, it's, you know, Dave Spader, he's iconic.
Sure,
yeah.
He's one of the most, you know, technically proficient actors that I've ever worked with. He just knows exactly what to do and how to do it. Carries that entire show, and he's very smart. He his input and insight on every scene just elevates everything. Every single time, he's terrific. And then just, you know, I mean, yeah, you said it. The cast is outstanding. They get so many incredible actors to guest on that show and that are part of that show because the quality is top notch.
The writing is brilliant. Yeah, the writing is so good, man.
How they do it, man. it's just a laborious effort. I mean, I don't know if they're just looking at news clippings and just go off the rails, and it's just so smart.
So, Taylor and I, we saw the trailer this morning to the new series Startup that you're going to be in. And we're huge fans of Adam Brody because he kind of fell off the face of the earth in the acting world for a while. I know he's done a few things, but I've always been a big fan of Adam Brody. And so I saw the trailer and I was freaking out going, no way, he's back.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see
him. And then he shows me and I'm like, he's coming back. He's coming back. We're so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. He's such a terrific guy. He's the nicest guy. And I got to be honest, I wasn't really familiar with his work except for the fact that he's famous and I knew his name, but I had never seen any of the things that he had done. And to work with this guy, he's so present. He's so understated in his performance. I think he's one of the best things on that show. And, you know, I don't know where he disappeared to, if that's true. I'm sure it's true. I mean, he told me, you know, a little bit of his story, But, man, is the world lucky to have him back.
That's awesome. Now, you aren't you're not only limited to TV because you were in X-Men First Class, right?
Sorry, we got out there. What did you say, buddy?
I said you were in the movie X-Men First Class, directed by Matthew Vaughn, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. I love that. One is honestly, I think that's my favorite X-Men movie. I was totally stoked that Matthew Vaughn took it the direction he did. What was that like working on that movie? Was that super cool?
Yeah, it was cool. It was fun. I mean, I was in London. We shot it there in London for, I don't know, we were there for months and months and months. So it was it turned into like a paid vacation.
Nice.
One of the best dream jobs that I could ever hope for. And I was a huge X-Men fan as a kid. I'd wake up early and watch the cartoon.
Yeah.
So to be a part of that franchise, just in a lot of ways, is a wish fulfillment for my youth. And, you know, I've remained friends with some of the cast, and these people have just gone on to do incredible things. You know, it was definitely a special thing to be a part of. And I thought Matthew Vaughn did a fantastic job. You know, it totally rebooted that franchise. Because the X-Men, the first two X-Men, were the best superhero movies I had ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I just really wanted to be a part of that. And First Class, it took that and I think elevated it.
Man, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you did a great job, too, playing the Darwin, but we saw this trailer for your duet.
They gone too soon.
Yeah,
Darwin.
Yeah. That was another thing. Were you disappointed they didn't bring you back for Days of Future Past?
Oh, of course I was. The character doesn't die. The character's his superpower is to not die. To
That's what I thought. It was so confusing.
Yeah, it would have been lovely to. Yeah. It's good to be a part of it, nonetheless, you know.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Cool. Hey, I want to talk about Crackle for a second, because I don't think a lot of people realize out there what Crackle is. And this is a streaming service, right?
Yeah, Crackle is a streaming service, you know, similar to Hulu and Netflix. It's ad-supported, so there are commercials, but they're not as heavy as you would see on network television. But they're making a play to become relevant. You know, they're starting to create original content. They've got The Art of War, which was, I think, their first original show, drama, hour-long drama. They've got Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld, and that got nominated for an Emmy this year. So Crackle has now joined the conversation, and they've invested a lot of time and resources and money into our show that stars Martin Freeman and your beloved Adam Brody. Mm. So, you know, and the fans, you know, those that have binge watched it, they love it. You know, it's a great show.
Yeah,
I'm proud of it. I'm proud of the work that we're doing. The acting is terrific, and it's about the characters, and just the backdrop is the cryptocurrency, the financial crime aspect. But really, it's interesting to watch these people navigate their lives and try to make their situations better.
It looks so intense. Your character just looks so intense, and it's like he has these plans to take this like next level criminal style. And it really looked like we saw the trailer this morning, and I was like, I am watching that show. Yes. It looks great.
Hey, I have a question for you, Eddie.
Thank you. What's that?
This is Steve-O. I got a question for you. Now, I want to talk a little bit. You are not only an incredible actor, but you can tell you put a lot of all of you into it. Whether I was a huge fan of Justified, so a lot of your roles, you can play a very different character in many different things. Looking at your life, obviously, born in Kenya, you come to America, raised in California, your father, PhD from the University of California, who is a professor. Now, when you talked to your family and decided, hey, I want to be an actor, what was that like with, you know, you've got this professor father and you're going, hey, I want to act.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly, that was my biggest fear, you know, was disappointing my dad. He's got 5 degrees from Berkeley.
Wow!
You know, and that, going to that guy saying, I want to be an actor. But he surprised me. You know, he asked me to come home, and I drove home from the university. And he he had me read these progress reports when I was in high school. I was 4 years old. And the progress report said that I should be an actor when I grow up. You know, I had that personality and I had that innate ability. And my dad said, we've known this your whole life. We've been waiting for you to claim it.
Wow. Wow.
That's cool.
He gave me his blessing, and he said, we're going to live vicariously through you. You have our emotional support for life. And I have to say that without that emotional support, the industry is so unpredictable and hard in many ways. And I would have given up had I not had their emotional support through the journey.
Man, that's awesome,
cool,
man. Dude.
That's cool.
Amazing, amazing.
Well, we're excited. All 10 episodes are available to stream for free on Crackle. For it's called Startup, and it looks really good. I know what I'm doing today. That's what I'm doing after this.
Hey-o.
That's what I'm doing.
That's my man.
There you go.
That's right.
Man, amazing.
Yeah, thanks for spending time with
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely, for real.
Very cool.
My pleasure.
All right, Eddie. Thanks, buddy. Man. We'll see you, man. There you go. Eddie. We didn't get a chance to talk to the agent. I didn't want to say his last name because I didn't want to embarrass myself.
Well, I think you handled it well.
Gathigi?
Yeah. You know, he was on Into the Badlands, too.
Oh.
That show you loved.
I still haven't even
didn't
seen
Didn't you
that.
Love that show, Into the Badlands?
Yeah.
He was on Into the Badlands.
He was! Oh, my gosh, he totally was!
I'm sitting there, I'm, like, so mad because I missed, like, half of it, and I'm, like, listening going, dang it! I had so many things. And
I think they canceled that show.
No, it's returning, actually.
Oh, really?
They renewed
yes!
it. Yeah. So I was, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a really, really
so
good show.
Questions. Guys, I'm mad at both of you for a completely different subject-changing reason.
Oh, okay.
Do you know whose birthday it is today? You didn't even bring it up.
I don't know.
Not my birthday, but in 4 days, it will be 1 month from my birthday.
Okay. Gosh.
But today's birthday, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you didn't even bring it up.
Well,
for many of the 90s kids,
it wasn't even in.
I guess you would say. If you grew up in the 80s, but you were kind of and you watched
Home
Improvement.
Did somebody just post that on Facebook or something?
No, I posted it on my Facebook. last year. So that means he's 35 this year.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas is 35.
Well, let's play a song for him. Well, we're going to play your band, Tao.
Okay, good.
Waverly.
Fitting.
We're going to take a break. It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out. Waverly.
Happy birthday, JTT.
Weird.
35 and thriving.
Oh, man. Home Improvement. That was a good show when I was 12.
See, people are texting in. JTT!
One person texted.
He was the OG JT.
He was.
He was the JTT.
Yep. Good morning, Starmy. It is Thursday. Thanks for joining us out there. It is 8:13. It is 8:13.
Hi.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
My throat's a little scratchy.
Happening over there. Yeah. High today of 88 degrees.
There it is. Like butter.
Like butter.
You anything happening on the road?
Yeah, actually. Traffic. Got an accident in left lanes blocked. I-25 North at Lead Avenue. That's exit 224. And it looks like there is starting to be a little bit of congestion to the south of that accident. You guys watch out for it. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live, that's our live line number. It's really the heartbeat of our show.
Heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. It's our lifeline of the show.
Nice.
Thanks for texting in. A lot of people don't like to call, so you text. That's fine.
They like that.
You can even leave voicemails if you'd like.
They like that faceless communication.
Sure. I'm one of them. Or if you want to call us, 338-3700. We love that interaction. Steve-O, we just got a voicemail. Go ahead.
Man, we're getting a lot of stuff coming in.
Does it have to do with the psychic we had on at 7:30?
A couple, yeah. You know, talking about...
Because if you missed it, around 7:20 this morning, we had...
giant conversation.
Yeah, Kim...
Kim Russo.
Russo, she's a medium / psychic who has a show called The Haunting, where she...
The Haunting of...
She'll read celebrities. And
she'll read them like Shel Silverstein poems and stuff.
Exactly, she'll read...
Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Yeah. But we talked to her and got into the discussion about psychics and, you know, whether or not that's okay to do as a Christian.
Well, she herself proclaims Jesus.
She does. She's a Christian psychic.
The spirit of holies guides her. No, what did she call it? What did she call it? She called it something.
Say with the spirit of holies? It's
the holy of right? the spirit.
Something like something. That.
I think that's what she said. The holy of the spirit.
Yeah.
And he was like, huh?
Okay. We got an email from a listener in California that's a different subject that I thought would be really good to talk about. Just wanted to share a story related to something you've been talking about the last couple of mornings. My seventh grade daughter found a girl crying in the bathroom yesterday. It took some effort, but she found the girl had been receiving texts for a while telling the girl to kill herself.
Oh, man.
My daughter told the girl that was a terrible idea, introduced the girl to her friends, and invited the girl to eat lunch with them from now on. My daughter asked what she should do to help the girl and what she should do about the texts. The jerk in me wants to return jerk comments for jerk comments, but the spiritual part of me knows there's a better solution. I'm thinking they should make it their mission to send encouraging texts back to the number. Stuff like, are you okay? Do you need a hug? Don't be sad. Someone loves you. Thanks for talking about the topics that you all talk about. California.
Wow.
So the question is, how do they respond to those crazy texts? There's part of me that feels like in this day and age, mm-hmm. if you know that someone is sending threatening, quote unquote, threatening texts like that saying, hey, you should kill yourself.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like that needs to be reported, right? Like, because then all of a sudden you're, oh, parent, you knew that some kid was sending this person a text telling them to commit suicide and then they do and you didn't tell anybody? Yeah. You're liable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because turning the other cheek and being kind and doing and like loving your, like outdoing them with good, right? Like loving your enemies is what we are called to do. But there are still things that, there's still earthly consequences to stupidity like that. They shouldn't just get away with texting a seventh grade girl telling her to kill herself. Yeah. There needs to be repercussions for that. So I don't think it's as simple as just sending cute texts back. And the last thing you want is, oh, you know what we're going to do? We're all going to send this jerky phone number person texts because now they have all of your phone numbers.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily want that either. Mm. You know, I mean, who knows? I do think somebody needs to speak to that person, whoever's sending the threatening text.
Big shout out to your seventh grade daughter.
Dude, totally. Real.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, that's
huge. She's exactly, a real MVP.
Exactly what we were talking about the other day with the whole bullying situations. You know, kids need to step up when they see somebody hurting, when they see somebody alone, somebody getting bullied. You know, you have to step up and walk over there, invite them over. Introduce yourself. Introduce them to your friends. Make them a part of you know, whatever you're involved in, because we see it all the time. Every single day, there's kids who are committing suicide because of getting bullied.
Right.
Because of some idiot decided to send a text saying you should kill yourself. And they do. And we see it every single day. So shout out to your daughter, because
yes,
that's amazing.
Absolutely.
And shout out to Roswell, who just chimed in and said, you need to report that to the authorities. She might not be the only victim. And when they're in jail, then you go give them a hug and ask them if they're okay. You can even give them a scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
338-3700. Thanks for calling.
Hey, yo. Hey, it's funny because somebody can say, go kill yourself, and nothing happens. But if somebody says, I got a bomb, they go to prison.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Solid point.
Gosh, that
is just weird.
Point.
Like, you can say something stupid like that and go to jail, but then if you're actually telling somebody to kill them, that should be considered a terrorist threat.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right, man. I love you, guys.
Love you too, pool boy. Santa Fe chimed in and said, my son is a sophomore at Sandia High School. A few weeks ago, a group of girls told him the same thing, that he should just go kill himself.
Man.
I did comfort him. But I also responded to him and told him that I wonder what kind of hurt is behind those comments, because obviously misery loves company, right? Mm. So we've been praying for those girls and that group of kids that he knows, and he knows that God loves him, and no matter what anybody's opinion is, it doesn't change God's love for him.
It is unreal. I think because of the keyboard warrior mentality, because of social media, because of the world we live in now, you can say the most outlandish, stupid things on forums, on Facebook, anywhere, and don't have to deal with the repercussions.
Yeah.
And that needs to change. There should be consequences. Back in our day, like, you wanted to talk trash about somebody, you could do so to their face. Chances are you were going to get punched in it,
yeah.
But you could still do that, and you had to. You had to have a backbone and at least tell somebody to their face, hey man, this, that, and the other. Yeah. A lot of times it ended in fights, but
not anymore today, because you can hide behind a keyboard.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad. We heard from Tam the other day on Tuesday. She shared a story about there was somebody in was a high school that told her to kill herself.
Yeah.
And thank God that she didn't. But yeah, she was bullied to that point where she was just had the anxiety. And then she ends up meeting this guy again later on a few years back. And come to find out, he had issues back then.
Yeah.
I mean, he was dealing with his demons. And that's why he was acting out.
Lashing out like that, yeah. Liveline says, I would kill them with kindness. But you can be sarcastic at the same time. When they text saying she needs to kill herself, just keep replying, okay, thanks for the advice. Hope you have a great day. This also shows the person that they have no control over you.
I wouldn't even respond,
honestly. I think that's a big part of it. I'm not saying that's the way you should go about it. But this person feels like they can control the actions
Amen.
Of somebody else.
And, Amen.
And they... looking at that, it probably just shows the lack of control they feel in their own life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So obviously coming from a crazy situation, maybe at home or just something else like that, they feel completely out of control, so they lash out in anger and try to control other people.
Yep.
338-3700, thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey,
Shane.
I just think that it's an interesting dynamic that's playing out there because, you know, they're children, so they're immature. You know, and they're going through those stages where they need to be corrected. So I agree wholeheartedly with Steve-O, especially given the nature of the content. Man, there's nothing funny about that. And if you take it to the next level, you know, that's something that their parents probably want to know about help guide them through those types of mistakes that an immature person makes so that they can find maturity.
Yeah.
You know, you got adults looking at this topic as adults, and then, you know, but you're talking about children. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that can't go unchecked, because the probably more so the reality behind it would be, God forbid she did do something like that. Mm. I bet you those kids would be living with that for the rest of their lives. And as funny as it may seem on the one side, they've really never dealt with the ramifications of a reality like that or probably witnessed anything in real life like that. To them, it's just kind of an illusion. It's a kid thing.
Yeah.
To say something harmful or hurtful. But they've never witnessed a dead body or a suicide scene or something like that, which is horrific and stays with you forever. So,
yeah,
I agree with Steve. I think that's something that should be taken extremely seriously. And not to harm those children that are sending these messages, but for their own growth and development, you know, really. Yeah.
Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, guys.
Talking about a mom who just emailed us and said that her daughter, how old was her daughter?
It doesn't necessarily say how old the daughter is. Yeah, it just know grade. That the, I apologize. My seventh grade daughter found a girl crying in the bathroom yesterday. So we don't know how old the other girl was.
Yeah, they found out that this girl who was crying received some text messages from somebody that said, kill yourself.
Yeah.
And She talked with this girl for a little bit and invited her over to have lunch and hang with them, and which is amazing. You're a hero for doing that.
Dude, we talk about God's word regularly, the idea of scripture. You know, we here as Christians, we adhere to it. We believe what it says in his word. We believe that every word is God breathed, right? And it talks a lot about the tongue. And it's something that I always struggled with, obviously. Book of James, like over and over, the taming of the tongue.
You got a tongue on you.
Yeah, I got a tongue on me, bro.
You can use that.
But we don't realize a lot of times the damage that can be done. Chime in from Gallup that said, as a former business owner, people can go online and try to destroy a business. Even if whatever they're saying isn't true or overly exaggerated, they can go on and absolutely destroy a business. That is why I had to close my business. Mm. The customer's not always right, and even if the customer is in the wrong about and abusing employees, etc., they're mad because they didn't get their way or whatever. They can go and actually ruin a small business reputation online.
That's happened
thanks to Yelp and all these other
places.
That's
happened to a close friend of mine recently.
That's sad, man.
It's so sad.
But we don't think about that. We don't think about the livelihood of someone when we get frustrated because maybe a waitress had a bad day and screwed something up, and then you go trash an entire business online because of it, and now people are out jobs. A small business had to close because you're a little keyboard warrior.
You know what?
You know?
It's frustrating, too, because our friends over at SoPo,
yeah,
they struggle with this all the time, and it's because people standing in line not getting their coffee as fast as they want it.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
Because it's not Starbucks.
Yeah. And it's like they're standing there going, it took forever to get my food and blah, blah, blah. They were having a conversation and no.
Right.
It's true. This is a good point. All of our words carry weight.
Yeah.
Even those on the internet or over text message or whatever, those words still carry weight. You know, I forget that a lot.
Yeah.
Live line chiming in a lot, man. Someone just said, I feel like if anybody texted that to my child, I would go mama bear and mama make sure bear. Some action was taken against the person who texted this.
Yeah, we got to call out those people out there who are, you know, the keyboard warriors that are, they're sending out, you know, messages like kill yourself. Like,
yeah.
You got to take care of it.
Can I know this is going to frustrate some parents, but I kind of wanted, there's something that happened when Jack was little that I realized was doing damage to not only my child, but we as parents at times can do things because we're tired or haven't really thought it through logically. But do you remember when you were a kid and little Bobby on the playground did something and you went to the teacher and told on Bobby, and 90% of the time, what were you called, even by the teacher? You guys remember?
Tattletale.
Don't be a tattletale, right? Don't be a tattletale. Oh my gosh, stop telling on so-and-so. Stop tattling. But then we wonder why our kids don't come to us when somebody is texting them suicide thoughts, suicide notes, something happened at school, and all of a sudden we don't know. And it's because a generation ago, we were all told that if you go tell on somebody, you're just being a tattletale, and usually the person that went and told got in trouble. Mm-hmm. That is the stupidest logic on the planet. And I'm so thankful to have a wife that works with children who, like, shut that down to me right away and said, hey, we need our children to be able to come to us and to tell us anything. Even if it's stupid and outlandish, we can weigh it out whether or not it was valid, but you never ever crush their little spirit for coming and telling something that they feel there was an injustice or they were wronged or whatever it is. Right or wrong, they need to be able to have that avenue. So parents, I'm throwing it back to you and to me. Because we did that. We were the ones that crushed their little spirits and called them tattletales. And then we wonder why our kids don't want to talk to us.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
Knock it off. It's stupid.
No, I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, I did it when Jack was little and Luke was, they were little kids, and I remember saying that. And thankfully, again, I had a wife who just said, that's actually
I probably
wrong.
Have said that in the past week, you know?
Well, it's because we're tired and because, yeah, maybe they're like complaining because so-and-so took the controller and I wanted it. And it's like these dumb little, petty little things. But if we shut them down when they clearly feel wronged
yeah,
and call them tattletales, then things like this happen and they don't want to come to us.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
don't want to tell us the situation because we obviously don't care.
585 Live, feel free to text us or call 338-3700. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's going on in the news today? Apple just unveiling the iPhone 7 but stealing some thunder? The Pokemon Go app coming to the Apple Watch?
Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump appear at a forum focusing on national security.
Following a spate of shootings in Chicago, the city has surpassed its 500th homicide.
A Russian jet buzzed a U.S. Navy spy plane.
A new study suggests women, minorities, and people with disabilities are among those who remain underrepresented on screen in Hollywood.
The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Hurricane Newton to a tropical storm. Heavy rain from the storm will spread to southern Arizona.
ITT Technical, a big for-profit college, is shutting its doors. The company blames the closing on government-imposed sanctions.
Government investigators have found the Transportation Security Administration's covert testing is not so covert because those running the tests are known to the officers. Role players that try to sneak things past the checkpoints are supposed to be anonymous. But many airports reported challenges finding secret actors, leading investigators to conclude TSA testing is incomplete.
Returning American astronaut Jeff Williams has now completed 4 missions to space, a total of 534 days aloft. That is the most days any American has been in space.
Why don't you just brag about it, you jerk?
Love you, Jeff. Good job, Upper.
What an astronaut, am I right?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Wow.
Oh, just man. Offensive.
I think I need to use that.
That's seriously his title, guys. He's an astronaut. He went to space 5 times.
Let's head over
just
to
a bragger.
The dump button there.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and hit that
dump. You're just joining us. We've been talking about the Book of James and taming the tongue.
Yep. Awesome. And I'm like, what?
How the three of us are the biggest hypocrites you'll hear all day. Welcome to our show. It's the Morning Invasion.
Hello!
It is 8:40. Good morning.
High today of 88 degrees.
Traffic! Let me look at y'all, track.
There's a lot of congestion on 25 southbound down to about 15 miles an hour around Pan American West. The service road there, Osuna Road, right in there. I don't know if there's an accident or what. There is an accident. Paseo del Norte East at Coors Boulevard, the on-ramp. Watch out for that. Also, we've got an accident mixing it up. Left lane's blocked, I-25 north at Lead Avenue. If you're south of that accident, traffic is moving a bit slower than normal. Be careful out there, guys.
That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Man, if you missed yesterday's show, we had country superstar Tegan Marie. She's 12 years old, and she was a sweetheart. She really was. Yeah. She was...
She's my best friend.
She was. Actually, if you missed... The interview hit the podcast, but here's what happened.
I've got Tegan Maria for you.
Yeah.
Tegan Maria for you guys.
Tegan Marie.
Hold on.
Okay. Tegan Marie, 12 years old.
And here's Tegan.
Hi, Tegan.
Yes. Woo.
Hi.
There you are.
How are you?
Getting my
good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing really good. Welcome to Albuquerque, and we're excited to talk to you. We were just going over how you...
Excited.
Yeah, you blew up, girl. I mean, this Facebook video just went crazy, and now you're this big superstar. How's life been since this video blew up?
Delay.
This isn't... Come on.
Shh.
Okay. That's what happened.
Let me ask you this, Tegan. What's your favorite color?
What's your favorite pig out food?
Oh, God.
Pig out food?
Sure. Oh, everybody has a pig out food. Pig What's your favorite food? Ride at Disney World? What's your favorite fast food hamburger?
Wait, I got a really good idea.
Okay.
Tegan, we're besties.
Man, y'all doing a bunny.
That's beautiful. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Starting to think something's up.
I grew up in Montana. What around country music. All my friends and family love country music. I never got into it.
All right. Are you guys ready for the best tour?
I don't know.
Oh, I hit my head.
You guys are harassing me now. Stop.
Oh, my gosh. I hit my head on the corner. Give me that person's number. They're harassing me. Harassment.
Guys.
I have one more movie.
Okay.
It's a Disney movie, and I watched all of them.
Okay.
Camp Rock. There we go.
That's my favorite interview ever. That's what she was like yesterday on the show.
I just almost choked
beautiful.
On a spree.
It was fun, and we said whatever we wanted.
Also, I'm eating sprees at 8:45 in the morning.
Yeah. Are you okay?
It's good. You guys are great interviewers.
Shut up. That's not how it
that
happened.
Exactly.
That's
what
how
happened.
The Eddie interview happened today.
Uh-uh.
That's real. You don't even have to edit anything for tomorrow.
Uh-uh.
Edit.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Guys, can I mention something real quick that's big news?
Did you quit peeing yourself over there? What do you need to talk about?
What do we got?
Listen, this is big deal.
This is big deal.
Thank you.
This is big deal.
New iPhone has hit market.
For you.
Big deal.
This is a nightmare.
It's iPhone 9. I sell it to you for $199.99.
If you're a fan of the great Tim Tebow and also fan of the baseball, America's pastime.
Okay.
America's pastime. Dude, the Mets signed Tim Tebow. It's official.
What?
The Mets signed Tim Tebow.
That ain't a football.
Breaking news. The New York Mets officially signed Tim Tebow to a minor league contract. He's going to begin his professional baseball career in their instructional league.
Seriously?
Yeah. Port St. Lucia, Florida. So in my Whiskey Tango, Florida. Tim Tebow's a baseball player, guys.
That's weird.
I never heard of such ever.
Yeah, this is real. It's just, okay, to be fair, he got signed into the Instructional League, which runs September 18th to October 8th. Who knows if he'll actually make it in farther than AA, AAA, maybe, to sell tickets. I don't know. It would be crazy to see Tim Tebow make it to the majors, but I'm kind of sad because there are two teams that were in the running. The Braves had a few conversations with his crew. They had interest in Tebow, as well as the Colorado Rockies, which means if he were AAA, he'd be playing for the Isotopes.
I don't know.
Which would have been awesome.
I don't know if Albuquerque was ready for the Tebow.
We just can't handle the Tebow.
Hey, another thing Albuquerque's not ready for. Daniel, DJ Bossman Dan, now in the afternoons. Oh, by the way, Mahoots is in the midday, guys.
Yeah, he's great. Mahoots.
Check out our boy Mahoots.
He's a good
dude. Daniel has moved to the afternoons, and Daniel is in Orlando right now for the Momentum Radio Conference that's normally for program directors and music directors of radio stations, except at Star 88, apparently. But anyway, he's there, and he put up a video from Momentum if you guys want to go watch it. Maybe you're What's-Her-Face from Arlington and you just want to see his face.
Yeah.
He's right there on our Facebook.
Let's check in with him right now.
Hear me, because it's kind of loud in here, but I am broadcasting live right now from the Christian Music Broadcasters in...
I kind of wish you wouldn't be so close to the phone, because he's kind of freaking me out a little.
His face looks great.
It's right there, Daniel.
Orlando. I'm at the Momentum Conference, which is pretty cool right now.
That's cool.
Could you imagine if the station had sent us instead to a Christian broadcasters conference?
Yeah, we would have had a blast.
Oh, man.
Do you know why?
Well,
because I know all of those people.
I know.
Yeah, you do?
He keeps sending me. He's like, hey, I just ran into so-and-so. Hey, I just ran into. Hey, I just ran into. Hey, I just.
A road rocking roller coaster.
Well, glad they got to go. Yeah, really cool.
All right, yeah. Go to Star 88 FM and
next year, guys.
Nope.
Next year.
Yeah, that's what.
Just kidding. That's what they said last year.
I remember
year.
Hearing that last year.
Yeah,
We used to say the same thing on my old show.
Next year.
Hey, next year we'll do it, right? Next year, and then
it's okay though because they're sending us to New York Comic Con. No, they're not. We're paying for it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
Right. They're in Florida, so they can't hear our rants.
Maybe they can.
I'm not going to put this on the log report.
Put it on the log. Rant about Momentum.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, we got an email to read.
Oh, we do.
Very serious email that we're going to answer and talk about coming up at 9. So.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that giant pandas are not endangered anymore?
I know the reason why you keep your silence.
Can you start that over for me real quick? Giant pandas aren't endangered anymore! Thank you, Phil. The World Wildlife Fund made a pretty big announcement Sunday. Giant pandas are no longer an endangered species. Phil? A number of pandas in the wild in China is up about 17% in the last decade. Two-thirds of them are on nature preserves where they are protected.
I love pandas.
What? I love Phil Collins. Why? Like, why?
Let's ask him. Why? Why?
Sometimes I'll just log on to YouTube and just type in pandas, and I'll just watch videos of pandas for hours.
What?
The really good news weird. Is they've been downgraded from endangered to vulnerable, and that it's a pretty rare thing for animals to be taken off the endangered list. Usually, It's because they've gone extinct. That's why they get taken off the endangered list. So this is a tick in the right direction. I don't know if pandas get ticks. I'm sure they do. Mm. Only about 1% of endangered species have ever managed to make it off of the endangered species list.
That's,
so
wow.
This is a big deal.
Huge deal.
I love pandas, man. They're so much fun.
Do you think
fun.
It's because of Kung Fu Panda?
Yes, they're very
popular.
There
was a resurgent in panda relations.
Probably.
And so it was like, hey, man, you're pretty attractive. You kind of look like that Po dude.
Play the music, Dex. You know what this is from, Steve?
I really didn't.
You didn't know?
I wouldn't have known.
Live line, you know what this is from? Text me. You'll be 40
go,
seconds
go,
late.
Power Rangers!
Don't expect
if it had gotten
any,
to that, I would have known.
Don't expect any of the original Power Rangers to be in the new movie, which is coming out early 2017.
Whoa!
The old school Black Ranger, Walter Jones, says, quote, "It's not likely. Unfortunately, we were not invited to be a part of the film, which is confusing to me, but I'm excited about it nevertheless."
He's going to be at New York Comic Con.
Walter Jones?
The Black Ranger?
Zach.
Wait, I don't know.
His real name's Walter Jones. He played Zach. Mm.
Is
the Black Ranger.
Wait. Are we saying, like, the African-American Ranger? Or is there, like, an act? Okay.
Both. It was the 90s. They were still typecasting people. They were like, we'll get the Black Ranger, he'll be black. We'll get the Yellow Ranger, she'll be Asian.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm stating facts, people. It was the 90s.
He really will be there, because I was like, I don't know who that is, but he's a Power Ranger. He's going to be at New York Comic Con.
What's interesting about this is Tommy, Jason David Frank, Tommy was the Green Ranger. He actually let on in an interview last year that he was going to be in the movie. He
really?
Kind of alluded to it. Wow. And then I saw a posting on my stupid comic book movie site I go to, and dude said, I'll bet $100 calling it right now, Jason David Frank totally blocked every other original Ranger from being in the new movie.
Mm.
They said, I bet it was part of his contract, because he wants to be known as the face of Power Rangers. Arguably, he is the most popular one. He's the one you only ever hear about.
It's a dude with long hair.
Right. Part of that is because he goes, like, he puts it out there, and I guess he makes moves to be the face of Power Rangers.
Wow. Never got into them.
And this is, I don't know what this is. Who is that person? What season
this was
is this?
This was all the Power Ranger openings.
No, it's not then.
I've never heard of this.
Sure is.
There have been so many seasons of Power Rangers, you don't even know. Like, it's impossible for us
to know. Wasn't Cranston on the original Power Rangers?
Yes.
Isn't Cranston going to be in the new Power Rangers movie?
Yes, mm-hmm. He's playing Zordon.
Okay.
I thought he was Dino Thunder.
You are.
What?
Oh.
Okay, wait. I seriously wasn't a Power Rangers guy. So
you don't know about Wild Force?
Is it like Voltron?
It, Ninja Storm?
Yes, it was.
What is Voltron? That?
A Power Ranger?
Wait, what's his name?
Ninja Storm.
Ninja Storm?
There was a Power Rangers Ninja Storm. There have been so many seasons of Power Rangers.
I can't tell if you're being serious.
There was a Power Rangers Voyager, Deep Space Nine.
Nope, that's...
There was a Power Rangers Atlantis, Stargate.
Today's the 50th anniversary of the first Star Trek episode,
Wild Force?
Actually.
That was a Power Rangers Gone Wild that took place on a spring break.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
But anyway... So that will be interesting to see, is if Tommy or Jason David Frank pops up in the movie, and that then that person that I saw post that will be correct.
Mystic Force?
You're
That's
right.
Not real.
Stop it. That is real.
I don't believe it. Really?
A kid in Ohio brought ghost peppers, these two guys' favorite things, to his middle school last Friday.
Mm.
He handed them out to 40 friends.
Oh, my gosh.
That's probably why we shouldn't have ever done that.
Five of those friends ended up in the hospital.
Dude. Fail.
Yeah, Dex, when you unknowingly feed somebody a ghost pepper, it goes bad, you jerk.
They're out of habaneros. That's all they had.
Hey, guys, you got a really good idea. Let's do this bit. We're going to do, like, habaneros. It'll be hilarious.
It's fun. It's on YouTube and everything.
According to scientists, there are five basic tastes. Salty.
Sweet. Sour.
Yes.
Yes.
Crunchy.
Crunchy. No.
Smoothie.
Bitter.
Bitter. And blander.
Delicious.
Umami.
Wait, what?
U-M-A-M-I. Umami.
What'd you say about my mama?
Yeah. Umami savory. That's what it means. It means savory.
Stop it.
Hey-o.
You being serious right now?
Was that really it? You mommy?
You mommy.
Or I guess you could pronounce it, you mammy.
Oh, man. Don't you talk about my grandma like that.
You mammy savory girl. Now researchers at Oregon State think starchy should be added to the list.
Starchy?
Yeah, starchy.
Oh, you're so starchy.
What does
you're
that
starchy.
Mean, though? Like a
Hang on.
Potato?
Can
yep.
I, just real quick.
Yeah, but that, why don't you just call that potato-y?
Can you prod up the computer?
What
I'm going to try to pronounce
starchy?
This joker.
How okay.
Where's the pronunciation?
Your mommy.
Your mommy.
Let's see here. Okay. Here we go. Dex.
Umami.
Oh, that was you, Dex.
Computer is awesome.
Here we go.
Umami.
What?
Hang on.
Why is he in the bathroom?
Umami.
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 Umami. Umami.
Let's do it.
That's even worse.
Let's do it one more.
That's even worse.
Hang on. We're going to UK place names. All right. Here we go. One more time. Look at this.
Umami.
Umami?
Umami.
It sounds like I'm getting insulted in the bathroom.
That's weird. Yeah, you did.
Two convicted felons in Illinois recently got on Facebook Live while they were at a gun range. Then the cops showed up and arrested them because they're not allowed to use guns. They are convicted felons.
Oh my gosh. Fail, fail. I guess that's good for the police.
Obviously very smart individuals.
Thank you, Facebook Live.
A dog in Italy was rescued last Friday after it survived 9 days under earthquake rubble.
Wow.
Shout out to that dog.
No kidding?
Mm-hmm. A 22-year-old guy in Australia dove into the freezing cold ocean Monday morning to save his drone, and he had to be rescued.
Wait, what?
His drone went down, so he jumped in after?
He jumped in to save it.
Oh, man.
Freezing cold ocean water.
Okay.
Some parents in Southern California got a notice this week about an unconfirmed reports of leprosy outbreaks.
Oh, good.
At an elementary school near L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
Good. It's the first flag, man.
All right, when we come back, we have a letter.
Serious.
We'll read it. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion.
I will say, in real life, my favorite part is getting to wake up because...
Wake up.
Wake up in the morning realizing that I'm about to go spend 4 hours locked in a room with my best friends in the world.
Is this real
getting to,
life?
It's, you know, not everybody loves their job. I love coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I've been doing radio for 13 years, and this is by far my favorite I've ever done because mm-hmm. it's... I love the blend because we act like idiots most of the time. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's cool to get an overwhelming response so far of people saying not just the humor, but the times when they've faced something and we've been able to share scripture or something and just know that the Holy Spirit is using our idiocies to like draw people to Jesus rocks my world.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I like how you said, I like the blend. It was very...
The blend?
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a blend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blend.
Mm.
Good morning, Stormy. 904.
High today of 88 degrees.
Anything happening on them roads out there?
Yeah, let's take a look. Traffic. We've got an accident. Paseo Del Norte East at Coors Boulevard. You guys watch out for that this morning. Typical morning time congestion. Probably looking at you for your commute. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic.
The reason I'm playing some baby metal is because our boy Jason Mills is here.
I don't even understand what that means.
Yeah, I don't get the correlation either, but yeah, I'm super excited
okay.
by it.
Glad, I just glad really wanted here. To play it.
He just wanted to play baby metal.
You're a big fan.
Side note, nerd, did you watch the Apple stuff yesterday?
Yeah, I watched the live stream and the live blog.
So you saw the Nintendo announcement?
I did.
Did you actually see the game? Have
no,
you seen
I didn't
the...
see the gameplay.
Oh, man.
He's force running. He's jumping. You
it's
play
like
it
Temple
with one
Run.
Hand. Yeah.
It's like Temple
yeah.
Run, except yeah. side-scroller. So for those that didn't hear, iPhone had giant announcements yesterday, or Apple did for their new iPhone, for all these different things. One of the biggest announcements actually came from Nintendo that slightly... Yeah, yeah.
That kind of broke the internet. Yeah.
Their popular franchise, Super Mario Brothers, is returning to Apple's new iPhone.
Yes.
Like, that was crazy. Nintendo's actually getting in the... Their shares jumped 11% immediately.
Oh, yeah. Boop! Yeah, that was my first thought this morning. I was like, man, why didn't I buy stock last night?
Yeah, dude. They made a statement. It's totally going to be kind of like... it's free, first of all. You can actually go to the App Store and get notified for its release. Totally free. Which is amazing. But they're also working on a new Animal Crossing and Fire Emblem for the App Store.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I know people who have like lost, you know, years of their life to Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
No good.
Chrissy Jeter.
Hey,
she is a nerd.
Now there's, I know, like, another person.
There's super serious breaking news.
Oh, but I was just talking about Mario.
I know.
That was breaking news.
But this is legit bad.
Oh, no.
There's a Texas high school shooting happening right now.
Oh, my gosh.
One person's been shot and two people are on the loose.
Oh, no.
Two gunmen. Two shooters are believed to be on the loose. It's the school has been placed on lockdown. It's in Alpine, Texas, about 220 miles southeast of El Paso. So you guys be prayerful.
Yeah, no kidding.
Keep all the people there in prayer.
Gosh.
Yeah, happening right now.
Yeah, breaking on CNN right now.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Was that the actual live footage?
No, that was a simulation.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too. Yeah, when you go on the page, it shows officers
cops going through hallways. I was like, what are they doing?
In gear.
And we are Facebook Live.
It's a simulation. Well, nope, too far.
But
too far.
That's happening right now.
Yeah, wow. Be praying.
Yeah, your next stoplight. Just pray for that going on right now.
Yeah. I mean that honestly that ties into what we've been talking a lot about lately is bullies in school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and teenage emotions.
Yeah, and we see that not only kids committing suicide, but we see kids snapping and going home, getting their parents' weapons, and then running to a school and shooting people.
So 8 o'clock hour, Jason, we had an email from a listener in California because her 7th grade daughter found another girl crying in the bathroom. Turns out she had been getting these like texts from bullies saying, you should just kill yourself, things like that.
Yeah.
And it spawned a pretty big conversation. We got an email in that time period from another Starmie member who said, my son attempted suicide this past week on Thursday. He got help, but he refuses to accept God. He is slowly recovering. He was enrolled in college, got a great starter job. He was given a vehicle from graduating, not new, but handed down, new to him. My question is, my wife and I go to church, and we pray a lot. How can we get him to accept God in his life again?
Yeah.
I saw you, and I was like, Pastor Jason, you're a pastor.
And I'm all correct.
You can give a real answer.
I will attempt to.
Yeah.
When you first told me that story, the phrase, get him to love God again, stuck out to me because that's the thing is people have choice.
Yep.
They have the ability, or to use a fancy Bible term, agency, they have the ability to make choices. And unfortunately, this young man, and my heart really does go out to him and to his family because, man, I can only imagine what that would be like for me to be in that same situation. It would be soul-crushing. And I would understand why they would want just so much for their son to have the hope in Christ that his parents have. Because they're correct. They know that a lot would change. But also in the email, they talk about how he had everything going for him, in a sense, that he has, you know, enrolled in college, starter job, is given a car. And the reality is that our happiness doesn't come from those circumstantial things. Joy and purpose doesn't come from the external situational kinds of things.
Right.
There are a lot of people who, you know, who dropped out of school and work in a trade job that are every bit as happy or happier than other people who, you know, are in their fourth year at UNM or someplace with a bright future ahead of them. That's not where our joy comes from. And I really think that in this day and age, we have so many people who are looking for purpose and looking for meaning. And I really do think, I mean, you know, Steve and I, you and I, we talk about nerd stuff all the time and popular culture all the time. I think why that's so big right now and why people have their face planted in their phones all the time is because we, as a culture,
they need a hero.
Yeah.
I need a hero to wear the... Yeah, go ahead. And he's got a big girl. need God.
Stop it.
Okay.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Oh, man.
We're trying,
I can be your hero, baby.
We're trying to distract ourselves, as we just illustrated.
Right.
because of that soul-crushing secret suspicion that many of us have that maybe there's no purpose. And I remember before I came to Christ feeling that way as well.
Yeah.
And so we live in a day and age of access and immediacy where we can distract ourselves in so many clever and ever-evolving ways. And it just kind of goes to that point that we're all looking for that purpose. We're looking for that hope. And honestly, and as being one who has tried many things in his younger years to find that hope and purpose, I can tell you there is no hope or purpose outside of Jesus Christ.
Mm. SeaWorld.
No.
Not at all. I found many purposes.
Boom.
Here's what I want to say.
I'm gonna let that fly.
Thank you. I want to add something too.
Don't you mean swam?
Because you know it is heavy, and I apologize because we talked about this. But the truth is, I get uncomfortable, and when I get uncomfortable, I crack stupid jokes because it's like this is difficult.
Yeah,
this sucks. Yeah. It's hard for a parent. Here's where I want to back it up even further because reading it out loud, I something else really stood out to me. So we get this email, and it says that their son, you know, attempted suicide this last week. Doesn't want to accept God, but did get help, and he's slowly recovering, right? And then the little accolade, you know, enrolled in college, all these things. And then here's where the question comes in. My question is, my wife and I go to church and pray a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How can we... Okay. Stop accepting responsibility for your son's actions in that regard because I know as a parent it's crushing.
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, we go to church. We pray a lot.
Yeah.
We love Jesus. This situation is crap.
Yeah.
How
can we fix it?
So Pastor Skip years ago said something that I have tried to remember throughout my entire parenting life. Pastor Skip long ago talked about Adam and Eve and the idea of a father putting his children in a perfect environment.
Yeah.
They were given everything they needed. Adam and Eve truly were walking with their creator. They were with God. They had everything.
Yeah.
God, as a father, as a parent, gave them everything they needed, put them in this perfect situation, did everything, quote, right, because he's God and he's perfect. Did everything right, mm-hmm. and his children still screwed it all up.
Yeah.
Because they had choice.
Yeah.
They had free will. They chose that decision. So I say first, the parents need to kind of, it is very heavy. I mean, it's terrifying. Your child attempted to end his life. That is probably the most soul-crushing thing as a parent that you could imagine. And you immediately go to, what did I do wrong? How could I have prayed for him better? Mm-hmm. How could I have instilled this? How could I have... God put his children in a perfect situation and they still screwed it all up because they're human beings. They had free will.
Right. And there's two things that go with that. Is one is the question often comes up, you know, why, if God exists, why is there evil in the world? And it goes right back to what you said, Steve-O, is that, well, okay, so your desire is for God to make a world that has no evil in it. He did that. Mm. Who brought evil into the world? Well, in many ways, we did.
Yeah.
And so because he gave us the wonderful and rare gift of choice, at least on the horizontal level. And so we're the ones to blame in that regard as we continue to repeat that same sin of Adam and Eve and honestly of Satan and pride of bringing evil into the world. And so we have the choice to follow God or not. Mm. And the second thing is like you said, it seems like these parents are pretty involved in their kid's life. Their adult son's life, really. You're right. You can't blame yourself, and there is very little to valuable in going, well, what could I have?
Yeah.
What should I have? Well, that's kind of over now, and you can't make changes in the past, but you can make changes in the present and make changes in the future.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, one, don't be surprised when bad things happen and you're a believer. That's the reality of life. That's the broken nature of our world. And sometimes that friction comes because we are people who walk against the grain. You're going to get splinters. It's part of the package. Mm-hmm. You know, in this world, you will have trouble, but I give you my peace, right? Yeah. So The thing is now they can make choices moving forward where they can continue to pray for their son. They can continue to demonstrate Christ's love and Christ's peace to him. But from my experience, this young man's probably going to have to go through a lot more of his own life and his thoughts and his recovery process before he's going to even open up to another option and to realize that a failed attempt is a huge, huge blessing. And many people who go through failed attempts, they come to that realization. They realize just how real it was of what they tried to do, and they can kind of in some ways come to themselves and go, oh, man, that was a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Yeah. That's I don't know if I want to do that again.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that's going to be, it's going to take time, and it's going to take prayer and support from their local community and their church. And and we'll keep praying for them.
Good stuff, man.
A lot of times too, obviously, when people are lashing out, they're crying out. I mean, you got to discover what's going on. Like, what was it that put him in a place where he felt like that was his out? And maybe it wasn't an out. Right. Maybe it truly was a cry. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many, we were talking about this off air, there's so many children in this world whose parents are just blind to the very simple fact that they just need you, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're, you know, it's like, yeah, but I go to church and I'm in this Bible study and I do this, and it was like, when was the last time you sat on the couch and just watched a movie with him? When was the last time you just wrapped your arms around him, told him you loved him? When was the last time you shut up, parent, and listened to their hurts and their very real needs? And man, I have a kid who's in middle school, and talk about emotions and things changing, and I regularly have to remember that my son, this about to be teenager, is his body's changing, things are happening in his brain, and I need to just shut up and allow him to speak, because a lot of these emotions that, as you said, these temporary problems that aren't really big to us, because we're like, obviously, I mean, come on, kid.
Yeah.
They're ginormous to them. It's everything to them. And when, by belittling it, all you're doing is invalidating them as a human being.
Yeah. And that goes back to Dex, to your earlier kind of your lead up to all this about bullying and the way a lot of students feel in high school and middle school, is that the real thing that's going to change the most on that kind of stuff is parental involvement. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you have a kind of relationship through with your kids that where you know what's going on in their lives, and you can help them walk through, well, this weird thing happened at school today. Well, tell me about it. Well, this happened and this happened. Well, how does that make you feel? And what do you think the right thing should have been? And so on and so forth. And then also on the bully side, you know, I was actually joking with someone yesterday when they said, man, where did all the bullies go? And I told them, I said, oh, well, they realize the person they hate is themselves.
Yeah.
And hopefully they grew up after they realized that.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is that side of the equation needs that involvement and that care as well, you know, because in my mind, you know, that girl sitting in the bathroom looking at all those messages, the parents should have known what messages were coming in on the phone, and that should have been, you know, known about way, way, way sooner. And so that's the thing, is that as you get older as a parent and as your kids get older, you think, oh, okay, well, they're self-sufficient now. I can pull back on the throttle.
Yeah.
But instead, actually, you have to push forward, but in a totally, totally different kind of way. They don't need you to wipe their nose and do their hair for them.
Yeah.
They need you to be there for that emotional stress.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think as a parent we can correct our children too much?
I think it's possible.
Because recently, I've kind of taken a step back, especially with my oldest son. And when he comes home from school, I always like to know how their day was. And he'll tell me, you know, specifically things that happened in his classroom that, you know, him and his friends were messing around. And I just kind of felt like I don't want to correct him, because I'm really enjoying laughing with him,
right,
and hearing his stories. I mean, if it's something that's bad, I'm definitely going to step up. But it's just stupid things, you know,
hijinks.
So
boys will be boys.
And I think sometimes as parents, every time their kid opens their mouth to share a story, we can cut them off, and we can, you know, we want them to learn, and we want to make sure that, you know, they're not messing around in school. And I think we miss those opportunities for our kids to open up to us.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen if it was something like what you're describing, where it's like, oh, that's hilarious. I remember one time when I was in school and the same thing, and you're all laughing. And then at the end you go, now, How do you think your teacher felt when that was going on, though, guys? Like, well, you know, they're probably not too good. All right, well, you know, just watch that, guys.
Yeah.
You know, you've had the shared moment.
Sure.
They were open up. There was no reprisals. There was no, you know, no laying down the hammer or anything. But you can still talk about that. I know with my son, he's 10, and he is just, I mean, his idol is set really high. You know, he's an energetic little boy. And he showed me the other day where he had put a hole into the closet door in the front hall. And I was like, how'd you do that? And he's like, oh, well, I had my Nerf gun and this. I'm like, that's amazing. What if that had been your little sister's head? And he goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah. We should probably watch that, huh? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went and had, you know, had dinner.
All right, let's go
to have ice cream. Yeah, exactly. You know, so where you can do both, and it takes some finesse.
Sure.
And that really does become the shift, I think, if you can put it in a word, from when they're little, it's about force. Don't walk in the street. Come back over here. Put your shoes back on. To finesse.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about, you know,
well, so it gets them to critically think. They have to. They have to think for themselves.
The greatest skill they can learn.
Right. Absolutely. Because a lot of times, you know, for me growing up, my mom she was like the problem solver. It was like the cleaner for the mob. You know what I mean? Mom would come in and she'd take care of the situation, wipe it all clean, scrub it down. We'd go, you know, bury the bodies. And
your life was Pulp Fiction.
I never really, never really had to learn anything on my own because I think we a lot of times.
Right there with you.
I mean, as a parent, we want that. We want to be able to take care of everything for our kids and give them every, you know, so that they don't have these struggles and hardships because life sucks and it's hard. And so if we can just ease that burden, but they need that problem solving skill.
Oh,
you know,
for
and
sure.
Without it, gosh.
Yeah. And to some degree, letting your kids have the natural consequences of their actions, you know, is good. You know, if they forget to turn in the paper, well, then you're going to get the bad grade.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't do the audition for the drama club, guess what? You're not in the drama club this year. I'm not going to wake you up at 10 at night and go, oh, hey, by the way, did you do that thing?
Don't forget.
Yeah. Right. No, it's, you know, you don't grab your lunch. Guess
we can
what?
Definitely coddle too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
But, you know, so it's a weird mix of don't coddle too much, but also be super involved. And don't try to be cool dad. Don't try to be cool mom. You know, you're still the parent. You're not your kid's friend, but you can have a friendly relationship.
Hold on, I gotta write this down. Does that mean I gotta stop buying beer for my 12-year-old?
Okay. Absolutely.
I mean, it was one
that
time.
Is illegal. That's not true.
It's very illegal.
At all.
I apologize for that joke. Yeah. It wasn't even funny just a little bit.
So the felony you just admitted to is totally a joke.
Yeah, no. Sadly, I had that relationship with my mom as a kid. In Texas, at the age of 16, if you're in a restaurant with a parent, your parent can purchase you alcohol.
Wow.
And so I had the quote, cool mom, the mom who is, you know
down
what I mean?
Home in Texas.
And so I can tell you very clearly, it doesn't necessarily work out because the cool mom isn't the respected mom.
Yeah.
The cool mom is the one that's the friend, and you can definitely go to the cool mom or cool dad in time of need and be like, yeah. But then when the cool parent has to throw down because you're doing something stupid, the cool kid doesn't listen to the cool mom because what do they know? They're just a peer.
Or they feel betrayed.
You're basically just a peer.
Mm-hmm.
You're not at the authority figure in my life. Obviously, you're the cool one.
Right. Or it causes a dichotomy between the mom and the dad in the relationship, and one has to be the hammer, the other one has to get
what
to be
I like
awesome.
To do is, since Johnny is so young, I like to establish the fact that I am the good one.
Ah!
And that Dawn and most other adults are jerks.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
man.
He comes to me for advice.
Mm-hmm.
Financial, you know, emotional.
Yeah, is this penny worth more than this?
Oh,
nickel?
Dude, Chrissy and I had to have that.
And I tell him
that conversation.
Like, no, they're both. That's worth the same thing. In fact, what you need is one of these cards. And so I signed him up for a credit card.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
pretty cool. I bought a boat.
Oh, beautiful.
But really, we had that conversation early because I realized that as the quote disciplinarian, at least with Jack, you know, early on as a parent. Chrissy was the mom, and they'd come to the mom, and they'd cry to them, and they loved mom. And dad was the jerk disciplinarian. It was like, hey, we're going to need to talk about this, you know, because it does in turn create a divide between, I'm going to go to mom for this, I'll go to, you know, and it's like, we got to be a unit, we got to be a team.
Mm-hmm.
So, we do everything together.
Yeah.
Together.
Being a united front as a couple is really important.
Man.
It's hard, too.
Yeah, it is hard, but it helps you with your relationship with your spouse as well.
I'm thinking of moments with my wife when I've had her back afterwards. She's, thank you for having my back,
And then you quietly in the bedroom go, I think you were a little too harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was, you might be tired. You should just make some tea. But I totally faked it and had your back in there, even though I think you were wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had those conversations too.
I think.
And Chrissy has definitely had those conversations with me.
Yeah, exactly.
But she's waited, not like all of a sudden we're arguing in front of kids.
Yeah. As also, too, it's an amazing feeling when your kids realize that you and your wife are the dream team and ain't nothing going to stop you. And they're like, oh, okay.
My parents used to throw us back and forth.
Okay.
Like, they.
Through the air?
Yes. Yes, Jason. Through the air. Metaphorically, I would go ask my dad for something. He'd be like, did you ask your mom? Well, usually I'd ask my mom first. She'd say, did you ask your dad? And I'd go ask him. He'd say, you need to go back and ask your
mom.
Leslie and it was just back and forth until finally I realized they were messing with me.
Somebody make a decision.
And it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Jason Mills, thanks for stopping in.
No problem, guys.
That's good.
Good to see
you. I hope that helps out. We are praying for you and your family.
Yeah.
To the Starmy member that sent us that email.
Oh. Just keep praying, Mom and Dad. All right, we got to take a break. More headlines. We'll read your text messages. 585-LIVE. Like to text in. And then we're going to get out of here. It's almost 10, guys.
Huh?
Yep. We'll be back.
Get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Apple just unveiling the iPhone 7, but stealing some thunder? The Pokemon Go app coming to the Apple Watch.
Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump appear at a forum focusing on national security.
Following a spate of shootings in Chicago, the city has surpassed its 500th homicide.
A Russian jet buzzed a U.S. Navy spy plane.
A new study suggests women, minorities, and people with disabilities are among those who remain underrepresented on screen in Hollywood.
The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Hurricane Newton to a tropical storm. Heavy rain from the storm will spread to southern Arizona.
ITT Technical, a big for-profit college, is shutting its doors. The company blames the closing on government-imposed sanctions.
Government investigators have found the Transportation Security Administration's covert testing is not so covert because those running the tests are known to the officers. Role players that try to sneak things past the checkpoints are supposed to be anonymous. But many airports reported challenges finding secret actors, leading investigators to conclude TSA testing is incomplete.
Returning American astronaut Jeff Williams has now completed 4 missions to space, a total of 534 days aloft. That is the most days any American has been in space.
The NFL is back! The NFL is back! I need it so bad! Peyton Manning went and hung up his cleats. You won't be watching old number 18, except on every commercial you see.
Yep.
My 65-inch big screen is sick. In front of that bad boy all season, I will sit like that commie Kaepernick.
Wow.
The NFL is back, but not for Tom Brady.
Football's back, guys.
Tonight, guys, Broncos and the Panthers.
Oh, it's a lunch mix.
Go Broncos.
Go Brooklyn Broncos.
I said go Broncos.
I'm going to dump you.
Why? You're going for the Panthers?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Broncos?
You need to leave.
I'm going for the, Toronto Raptors.
No.
I love dinosaurs.
It has everything to do with the fact that the Carolina Panthers are in the NFC South, the same division as the Buccaneers. Need them to lose, bruh.
Speaking of matchups, who do you guys think will win in this matchup? A T-Rex or a Triceratops?
T-Rex.
Please, T-Rex all day.
I don't know, guys. Triceratops, they kind of had a herd mentality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then T-Rex, as far as we know, was a loner. So I don't know, man. It just depends on, like, what day of the, is it a Wednesday?
Can the T-Rex, can his hands wrap around the horn of the Triceratops to...
Hey,
to, like, stop it from getting gored.
If you guys can tell me... No, poor little T-Rex has Dex arms.
Yeah, no, but he's got...
What?
I know, but Dex, do you think you could wrap your arms around a horn?
Yes.
Like a giant horn thing?
Yes.
And like, you'd have to use these little... You can't really...
Yes.
You just... Arr, and then eat his neck.
Yes.
I think T-Rex.
If you guys can tell me which Mesozoic age the Triceratops was in...
Mm-hmm.
Then I will buy you lunch.
Ooh. Noah's.
Which, no, gosh, come on, man. I'm being real over here.
Creationist.
I've been real, gosh.
I'm just playing. Which, sorry if that offended you. I was just kidding. Listeners, I was kidding. Which Mesozoic age / period?
The Jurassic.
That's Steve-O's guess. Dex.
Just thinking of all the different ages in my head right now.
Would it be the Mesozoic?
There's three in the Mesozoic age. There's three different periods in the Mesozoic.
Can I have A, B, or C?
Yes. Which one?
I didn't get any of those. Oh, okay.
C. The Mesopotamia era.
Okay.
It's Cretaceous period.
That's what I was
going
to say.
Dang it.
I was going to say that.
I don't buy nobody no lunch. Y'all buy it from me.
It was a water Pokemon.
Y'all
right?
Buy it from me.
It is 9:39. Welcome to the show.
High today of 88 degrees.
Roads okay?
Let me take a look real fast. Yeah, they're fine.
Okay. Just real quick, on a serious note, there was a shooting at a Texas high school. So far, one shot, two on the loose. So be praying for that situation to get under control and that everyone would be okay and safe. And yeah, that's really all the details we got.
Yeah, and they said they're focusing extra attention because this is close to the border between Mexico and Texas. And give it about 10 minutes and we'll start seeing the political spin. So pray for this situation.
Yep, absolutely. Ray from El Paso says, go Cowboys. I'm deleting that.
Right. Actually, I'm pretty excited to see what Dak Prescott can do.
Okay, is he number one or
yeah,
what?
He's starting.
He's the
they
guy?
Did sign Mark Sanchez, but Dak is starting this week. So I'm like, I'm yelling go Cowboys right now because I would love to see Dak Prescott just come in and just save the day.
Punch, punch, punch.
Become a hero. Because he's your dude.
Yes. He's Teo's dude?
Yeah. He's from his alma mater, yo.
No
yeah, Mississippi
MSU.
State. Mississippi State, man.
No kid, man.
Hey, man, you ever heard of Mississippi State?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, both Mississippi teams were handed disappointing losses over the weekend.
Mm. Did you watch that one show on Netflix I told you to watch?
Which, the My Little Pony thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was pretty. I mean, it's, you know, I think it's more at Steve-O's alley, but.
I want to play this video for you guys.
Okay.
See how you would react. Let's go back to when we were in high school, okay? Let's just go back. Let's close our eyes, and let's just remember the days we're sitting at our desk, and it's the first day of school, okay?
Just love.
You're there. You're ready to meet your teacher. You're excited, and then all of a sudden, this happens with your teacher.
This is what you came for.
She starts to sing karaoke. To introduce herself to the class. Oh, she's mashing it up.
The kids, mashing it up. The kids are the riveted.
Song.
They are riveted. This one especially. No, oh, he's.
She's just going to continue the. Okay.
Whoa!
So how would you act if your teacher on the first day of school started?
Was this fifth grade or was this high school?
It looks like high school.
Yeah, no.
Please join in.
Did she say if this is your jam, please join in?
You ain't gotta worry about nothing. Worry about nada.
We're going to see this lady make headlines again within a year for a different reason.
Yeah.
Guaranteeing that one. That's good.
Made that into her own song. What a brilliant way to teach these children.
Dude, that's stupid.
It
Don't
really
call that
is.
Brilliant.
I'm sorry. It's dumb, and why didn't somebody stop her? That's very embarrassing. Has 121,000 views. So, Guzma on YouTube, good job.
No.
Guzma?
Well, that's... Yeah.
Dex.
What?
No.
He's got 1,800 subscribers.
Quit comparing yourself to this Guzma.
Well.
Steve-O, I didn't get Moon Knight.
I will say this on the flip side.
I know.
The bravery of that high school teacher.
So brave.
Is crazy.
Yeah, but because what part of the, where does it come into her brain? Like, you know what? This is a good idea.
I'm
going to
do some karaoke. Yeah. This is going to start the year off right.
Yeah, I'm going to relate to these kids.
Hot pink dress.
Cross your mind to text someone to send a ride over. Please don't.
This is a Carrie Underwood.
You know, all summer she probably she spent a lot of time writing the lyrics to these popular hit songs. Oh gosh.
Even if I won't see.
She needs to go on AGT. Get it.
That's your name.
I don't have the words in front of me.
What is her name? Where is this?
Let's see.
Where is this?
Let me see if I can find out where this is at.
It's not clear where this happened, but a high school teacher sang an 8-minute medley of popular songs for her students.
Yeah, those kids look like they're very engaged.
No, they're not.
They're having a great time. And this goes on for 10 minutes.
What we're doing here is important too. Plus, isn't it cool to have messages waiting for you?
Yes.
Oh.
I think by now it's fair to assume.
She, guys, she is pacing around the room and the kids are just looking straight ahead. And I think she's got all the
what
lyrics.
What song is this?
She made these songs up. She put the lyrics up.
Isn't
there.
That Hotline Bling by Drake? I don't win at Hotline Bling.
Oh, that's what it is. That is. I was like, what song is that?
There it is.
Oh, gosh. I am cringing. I am cringing.
I think we played it so long that now I kind of like it. There it is. Oh, you weren't paying attention to me. Guys, we need to recreate this.
That's amazing. That's good. Oh.
Now this is a jam. That's what I'm talking about. Dylan and I.
Oh my gosh, this is so bad.
Dylan at the BC Bear Canyon. Yeah. He's been gone because he's on that team or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
This is our jam.
That's your jam.
Comes on during the workout. We just make eye contact, start dancing. I'm just kidding. We don't do that. Nobody does that.
Anymore.
Weirdos.
That's pretty funny, guys.
No, it is not.
Well, you know, she's just trying to.
Speaking of that, Amy from Bear Canyon just messaged me and said she would fire that teacher.
Yeah, dude, that's terrible. All right, guys, welcome to CrossFit. I got something special for you today. Could you imagine CrossFit karaoke?
Oh.
The whole time the instructor's just doing to like popular jams. Oh, you're halfway there.
Amy, this is something to look into.
Box jumps on your prayer. Come on, box jumps, guys.
Okay. Box jumps, and then you pray because you're almost dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Joe Hawk.
Halfway
just on
there,
the mic.
Bro.
Joe Hawk could just be throwing down the jam. Yeah, that would make it a little more entertaining, for sure.
I know when and how I'm being.
You were not texting me.
Oh, gosh.
There you go,
we got
guys.
A phone call. We can't miss this. You know this is somebody
Dude,
giving tips and
CrossFit
tricks.
CrossFit karaoke. I just invented a new culture, guys.
CrossFit karaoke.
Can we please do that at the Bear, yo? Please.
Good morning.
The Bear, yo.
Dude, I am cringing listening to that.
It's so bad.
Yeah, just you guys should watch the video.
Dude, On the upside, if it does go viral, then she'll have more money for her students and her classmates and everybody be hailing her as a genius.
It's on its way to going viral. It's at 121,000 views. But it's definitely, if you watch the video, oh my gosh, it's worse.
Guys, this is wonderful. Yeah, the video is horrible.
Dude, you guys have played so much of that. It's going to be stuck in my head for like the next half hour, and I'm just dreading.
Can we start at the beginning then?
No, let's
start
can we just not?
Please don't. Please don't.
There it is.
Thank you.
I love you too.
Oh, gosh. Live line's blowing up. Make it stop. I am that teacher, but without a degree, Becca.
I'm
go back to bed.
Go back to bed, Becca.
That girl does sing a lot. It's obnoxious. Boom. How can we turn this into something?
There is no way to turn this into...
Nope, CrossFit karaoke, man. Making it happen.
Well, let's do it, Amy.
Amy said that we have to be the guinea pigs because...
Yeah. No.
Summer of 69? Bryan Adams? Mm. Yeah. Every single one, it's like, we're going to do it, and we have to do 69 reps so that it makes sense.
Okay. Steve-O volunteered for that.
Yep.
Not me.
That's your song, right there.
It's a good summer.
This is my song.
Those were the best days of my life. Oh, my gosh. PM Dawn. Oh.
Dex, can you sing that again?
Hold on. Go ahead.
This is Steve-O's song.
Right down with the rest. That's the way it goes.
Baby, you send me. Baby, you send me. Set adrift a memory bliss of me.
Can I sing you guys my karaoke song?
Please do. Oh, please do.
Okay.
Gosh.
Oh, gosh.
I hope this works.
I do, too.
How about science slumber party?
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
This is a bad idea.
What are you talking about?
Go, Teo. Hey, it's time to rap.
It's not a rap, son of an idiot. Holly Shore.
Some people settle for a typical thing.
Dance dancing. See, this could work with CrossFit.
Before I move to the front of the line. And now you're watching every move.
Air squats,
you gotta believe that I got what it takes.
This is turning into aerobics. Oh, I can't do air squats after yesterday.
That's enough.
That is enough. I did an air squat and I just tore everything.
That's enough.
Tore it all. Which, by the way, shout out to Amy, because obviously she's listening. Big old jerk. Yesterday I was like, Amy, I broke something right here.
What'd you break?
It stretched. It hurts. It really hurts. And she goes, yeah, that's what happens when you don't have any muscles and you're trying to build.
Yeah, you poked the bear.
You're trying to build stuff. That just, yeah, that's good. That means you might actually get something there.
Okay, legs are going to break. Okay.
Cool. You big old jerk.
Hey.
Don't call Amy that.
Calm it down.
She's the nicest trainer in the world.
Oh, gosh.
You guys are
the worst. You guys are liars. I mean, I love her. My body hates her. Can we please do CrossFit karaoke? Can we please incorporate
that? You know
what?
I can't talk about it.
Don't you do it.
I can't.
Don't you do it.
But they do have some special...
Our webcam isn't working? Are you kidding me?
They have special nights there that my wife went to the other night, and she had a blast.
Where?
At the place.
Oh, yeah.
At the bear.
Is it CrossFit karaoke?
No. I think, you know what? They should do it.
Can we start that?
Amy, let us know.
I'll do Bon Jovi.
I'll do Peter Gabriel.
What? Oh! And you can actually use a sledgehammer to hit those big tires.
Oh, man.
I want to use this sledgehammer.
That's right, man.
We got hitting so much tires fun. All day. I'm going to use.
Yeah.
Come on.
Little down the road that I must travel.
CrossFit.
My name's Steve-O. Do you love doing CrossFit? Do you also love obscure jams from the 80s?
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to love CrossFit Karaoke 7, featuring all of the hits from our friends Deita, Teo, and me. I'm Steve-O. We're all shirtless in front of a fireplace, because that's what happens in these commercials.
Beautiful.
CrossFit.
CrossFit, CrossFit, CrossFit.
80s jams.
Oh, it could be beautiful.
Dude, that's a good song.
I'm just saying, guys. I think I had a breakthrough idea. Shout out to that teacher that did the karaoke medley. Oh, sorry. My tape deck. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Only you.
My tape deck. Is it just...
Only you would bring a tape deck.
Well, you can't use CDs because they'll skip.
What a jerk.
CDs will skip. And then when you're doing CrossFit, you're doing jumps and stuff.
That's enough.
Like double unders, you don't want to...
He ruins everything.
My tape deck is old. Guys, my tape deck's old.
Just ruined.
It's old.
Quit ruining stuff. Yeah. You guys want to pick out some more?
We had like 17 people on the live line chime in about the Goofy movie.
Of course they did.
Gosh.
17?
Here, yeah. This is a classic.
Wow. Seriously, everyone.
Karaoke classic over here.
Oh, man.
Is this Toe-Top?
Of course it is.
We're not in Kansas anymore, baby. Hey, that was really clever. You need to laugh at that.
No, because the...
Idiots.
I got it. Okay. Teo, take it away.
All I want to do is...
Your ducks.
I don't know what he's saying. Oh,
Rosanna.
Rosanna.
Yeah.
I never thought that a girl like you could get that done.
You got to come up with new words for working out, man.
There are so many words in this.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that. How is he singing and breathing?
But, dude, you got key changes in that song. Like,
well, he just changed it before we could get there.
Dummy.
Gosh, so many great hits we could do across the karaoke.
Oh!
Oh! You bring feeling to my life. You're the inspiration when you love somebody.
Till the end of time.
That's good, man. Keep it going.
When you love somebody, always on my mind.
No one needs you more than me. I don't think we're going to get any exercise
done if you
try to sing.
That's it. Crosby and karaoke. It's happening.
It's happening.
Woo! Just want to do some burpees right now.
I guess our camera is not working.
Well.
For the website?
Oh.
Sorry, guys. Man. We broke it. Too many people log on at once. It crashes.
Look at this. Did you read this one about somebody singing Goofy Movie at work?
Yeah. I didn't read it in the out loud, but I did read it. I mean, I can read.
They scared all their coworkers.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for being able to read.
Good job, man.
Come on, push it! Push it!
Oh, is it really that time? Are
it's
we
time
really?
To get out of here.
Oh, praise the Lord.
What song should we go out on? We need to sing a classic.
Oh, Tears for Fears.
No.
We just got a request on the live line. Tears for Fears.
No, gosh.
Come on. Something happens and I'm head over heels. Come on, guys. Oh, so good.
Wait, I got a better one. Come over here.
Better than Wham?
Yes.
You take that back, you dumb.
An old Australian stockman lying.
Okay.
Dying.
I'm leaving the room.
Turn
you ruined Wham for this. I'm out.
Gathered around and he says, watch me wallabies feed, mate.
Okay.
Watch me wallabies feed.
I'm out. See you guys later.
Watch.
Tomorrow,
Friday. Breed, mate.
You guys are going to have a great day.
Watch me wallabies feed.
Everybody now.
Tiny kangaroo down. Sport. Tiny kangaroo down.
Come on. I quit it all.
Tiny kangaroo down.
You ruined it. I would have accepted Culture Club. I would have accepted Wham. More Bryan Adams always.
This is great.
This is classic. John Bon Jovi, another classic.
Just keep me cockatoo cool all together now. Tiny kangaroo down.
Have a great day. Podcast will be up in a little bit.
Sure.
We'll see you guys.
Why not?
Tiny kangaroo down. And take.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.